Learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Kevin Sullivan from Sun Prairie, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming at themic921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. Score one for prosecutors in the Enron case. CNN's Ali Velshi reports that former Chief Accounting Officer Richard Causey has struck a plea bargain with the feds and will apparently testify against former bosses Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling.
The government wants to go against these guys in a big way. They want to make a stand on this one. This is the biggest of the big in terms of the corporate shenanigan cases that we've seen over the last few years. Ken Lay is going to make the point that, well, everybody's looking after their own hide right now. They'll say whatever the government wants them to say. Ali Velshi, CNN, New York.
The heat is on in Oklahoma and Texas, where grass fires are causing problems for both residents and the terrain. Major Brian Staniland of the Oklahoma City Fire Department says the biggest fire was in the nearby town of Mustang.
A very large fire that burned several square miles, including numerous houses that were burned near the area of north of Highway 152 and Sarah Road. This is actually in the city of Mustang, and again, we assisted Mustang Fire Department with that.
Numerous structures in Oklahoma have been destroyed. A disaster declaration is in place in Texas, where dozens of the fires are burning in the northern and central parts of the state. Insurance losses from the Gulf Coast hurricanes are estimated at nearly $58 billion. Meantime, CNN's Corinne Winter reports 49 people have been indicted for allegedly bilking thousands of dollars from a Hurricane Katrina Red Cross fund.
The Red Cross made it clear that they treat donors as investors, that they appreciate every penny, and they don't want to deter the public who may be seeing this story and saying, well, I'm going to keep my money in my pocket.
Some of the suspects are accused of helping family and friends file false claims for aid money. It's believed that a mass grave that's been discovered in the Iraqi city of Kerbala dates back to 1991, when Saddam Hussein defeated a Shiite uprising. The remains of up to 20 people were found. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Wake up and stand for something with Lee and Jim.
They had to go out and find a replacement punter, and guess where they found him?
At a bar?
Yes.
Was I right?
You're right.
Oh, my God.
His name is Ryan Flynn. He'd been working as a bartender in Orlando, Florida.
Boy, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel now, aren't they? We've got a drunk starting at left tackle this weekend.
Well, no, he'll make a great screwdriver for the rest of the team.
The Pro Show, mornings at 6 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number 2, recycle.com. Or call toll free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
The numbers from the holiday shopping season are starting to trickle in. Senior equity analyst Jeff Kleinfelter of Piper Jaffray says it appears there's growth over last year's sales.
We were looking for 4 to 6% going into the holiday season. We think it's going to be comfortably in that range, and it could potentially match last year's growth rate, which I believe was about 8.5%, that being the best holiday growth rate in the prior 5 years.
Kleinfelter predicts holiday gift cards will mean a strong January for retailers. Gas prices are expected to go up in 2016. According to Tom Closa of the Oil Price Information Service.
I think by the time you see buds coming out in southeastern states or midwestern states, you won't see any prices at $2 or less.
The average cost of a gallon of regular stands at about $2.18. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials fall 105 points Tuesday. The Nasdaq loses 22 points. The S&P 500 drops 12. This is CNN Radio. CNN's John Lawrence reports a good bond between children and their parents can make a difference, according to new research.
Teenagers who have strong relationships with their mothers and fathers appear to handle stressful situations better than teens who do not have such relationships. Researchers in Germany and Belgium based their data on 112 boys and girls and say secure teens are more likely to reflect on potential solutions and look for support during tough times. Those who are less secure are more prone to turn away from support and increase increase their chances of possibly falling victim to depression. John Lawrence, CNN.
A record-breaking year on Broadway, musicals and plays on the Great White Way grossed $825 million in 2005, nearly $80 million more than last year. Time to make the donuts. It's the catchphrase made immortal by actor Michael Vail in Dunkin' Donuts commercials of the 80s and 90s, where tonight that Vail has died, he was 83. I'm Matt Cherry. This is CNN Radio.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
This has to do with mentioning our show to your parents.
Oh, no.
You need to have them listen in a very tightly controlled situation. Because you never know what's going to pop up on our show. It's like a minefield of fart jokes sprinkled with senators and congressmen and other important people. Seriously, Mom, her show's really highbrow.
Stephanie Miller.
Discussions of civil liberties.
Compress the highbrow parts into about 2 minutes. That wasn't one of them, just
sorry,
then.
Mrs. Thomas.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Now open wide.
There are some things you just wish would be over. At the IRS, we know doing your taxes is one of them, which is why there's e-file, the fastest, surest way ever to put your taxes behind you. Faster refunds, proof of receipt, accurate and secure. So e-file yourself or ask your tax preparer to do it for you. And put at least one thing you'd really rather not be doing behind you. E-file from the IRS. Consider it done.
Mike Malloy, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby, atheistic, anarcho-communist, commandante in the war on Christmas, reporting for duty at your service. Welcome to the broadcast. That's right. It's been a tough war. The battles have been hard fought. And, well, I'll give you a battlefield report. I hope you're doing well. In the meantime, if you'd like to report on your activities on the different fronts to drive Christianity from the public square, as we are always accused of doing, 866-303-2270. And we've had a lot of allies this year, of course. Walmart and Target joined us in saying only happy holidays, even though, think about it, folks, holidays. Holy days, right? So it's stealth. It's stealth there. And even George W. Bush and Laura Bush Co. incarnate sending out those cards saying happy holidays. So we've made some gains, and I did my bit. I never said the C word once. People said to me, Merry Seamus, and I never responded. I'd say happy holidays or season's greeting. This is just what one man can do, you know, in the war on Christmas. I didn't exchange presents. I didn't shop. How about that? I mean, I did what I did for presents. I think we talked last time I was on the air for Mike, is I sent donations to groups that are fighting for the environment and against hunger and groups like that, and wrote to my family and said, I've contributed a donation in your name to Food Not Bombs, you know, foodnotbombs.net or something like that. And let's see, what a Christmas Eve. Yeah, I sort of did a... You ever hear of this thing? It's called a Jewish Christmas. You go to Chinese food and a movie, right? But I went to I had a Japanese dinner and then watched a video. Be Cool. You ever see that? The sequel to Get Shorty. This one's with Uma Thurman and John Travolta. A great film. I mean, not a very good film, but funny, to be sure. The Christmas morning, didn't do anything. Didn't have any presents, nothing. No tree, nothing like that. Just sat around, listened to Dylan on my brand new LP turntable, sat in front of the fire, ate pancakes like that. So I did my duty. How about you? But actually, overall, it didn't go well. Here's what Frank Rich says in his column on Sunday. I saw Jackie Mason kissing Santa Claus. The good news today is that the great 2005 war on Christmas, the conflagration that launched 1,000 op-ed pieces and nearly as many battles on Fox News, is now officially over. And yes, Virginia,
Christmas won. Yeah, that's right. Secularists, Jews, mainline Protestants, and all the other Grinches failed utterly to take Kris Kringle down, except at those megachurches that canceled services today, Christmas, rather than impede their flocks giving and gorging. Did you know that? They did. Christmas is alive and well everywhere in America. Last night, NBC even rolled the dice and broadcast It's a Wonderful Life in prime time. As Michelle Goldberg wrote last month in her definitive debunking for Salon, there was in fact no war on Christmas, and in fact I'm not a commandante in the war on Christmas, as you can imagine, although everything else I said was true. But rather, it's a burgeoning myth of a war on Christmas. Most of the grievances cited by Christmas's whiniest protector is red and green banned from residents' wardrobes in Michigan. I live in Michigan. I'm broadcasting from Detroit. I never heard anything about that. Silent Night censored in Wisconsin were either anomalous idiocies or suburban legends. The calls for boycotts against chain stores with heathen holiday trees lost their zing when it turned out that even George and Laura's Christmas card had called for a happy holiday season. By the way, while I'm ranting, if you'd like to call in, and I usually don't ask questions, you know, good talk show hosts say, what do you think about, I don't know, you just comment or bring up your own deal. 866-303-2270. If you're just joining me, it's Peter Werbe in for Mike Malloy. calltalkyes@yahoo.com is my email number, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And let's see, I mean, this very long, piece here by Frank Rich. But like every other chapter of irrational hysteria in America's cultural history, from the burning of witches in colonial Salem to the panic induced by Orson Welles' radio broadcast of the fictional War of the Worlds on the eve of World War II, the fake war on Christmas was not without its hidden meanings, or not so hidden. If you worked at Fox News, wouldn't you want to change the subject from the war in Iraq to a war in which victory is a slam dunk? So that's part of it. And he goes on to talk about this implicit anti-Semitism in all of this as well, which I think is so. So, your holiday, I hope, was a good one. Coming up for New Year's, as I said last time. In fact, last time I was on, I think it was the solstice. The darkness has ended. We're moving into the light. Hopefully, this is a metaphor for what is happening in this country. We've been in the dark a long, long time. Joining me at Air America headquarters in New York is our producer, Jason, our phone screener, Daniel. You'll reach Daniel when you call 866-303-2270. And also tonight, we're going to talk about one of your addictions. You know, you think, how did I know? I know a lot of you have this addiction as well. I'm going to talk about eating the rich. That old call, I think, ought to be resurrected. Eat the rich. And if you think that's extreme, you know, people say Mike Malloy's extreme. I say, eat the rich. They're eating us. And when you hear some of this, I think you'll join me in the chorus. Oh, well, we'll see. All right? I'm going to get some of you on the phone. You can talk with the Terminator. That's right. The Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is going to join us. I want to see how much you believe of everything I've said so far. But anyways, I'll let you, I mean, you'll be the judge. You can talk with Arnold. I think maybe we'll do that in our second hour. Now, I probably should have set up a bunch of guests, like I frequently do, and I didn't do it, though. So it's just you and me. We got to talk. 866-303-2270. My wife sometimes says, what if nobody calls? I said, you know, I'm like Castro, man. I can talk for 3 hours. But I don't want to do that. I'd like to hear from you. 866-303-2270. So what of all the things here that we could talk about, should we talk about? Well, let's just start with our phones. Usually, you know, I rave on for a while, but let me go right to them. Here's Big D in Atlanta, Georgia. Big D, thanks for calling 866-303-2270. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I won't take up a lot of time. I'm gonna tell you what bothers me. Tell you what should be on everybody's mind, and it's just wiretapping. Yesterday, I learned that Condoleezza Rice was the one that was signing off on this stuff.
Sure, you know, they all are.
You know, I about a year ago when Bush came down here to Atlanta at the King Center, he did a quote unquote drive by to show his face with a couple of Negroes, and then he went to pick up a million dollar collection. And I was out there. I was protesting. So I'm wondering if I'm being wiretapped.
Well, you could be.
I know this is a season to be jolly and whatnot, but this is serious business, man.
It is. Hey, Big D, speaking about Negroes, do you know the history of Condoleezza Rice in Birmingham, Alabama? Did you ever read that? I don't know if that's big public knowledge. But when King came to Montgomery and then led struggles in Birmingham as well, Condoleezza Rice's father was the pastor of a big church, and
yes.
He did not support the civil rights movement at all. He called Martin Luther King and the participants in the civil rights movements ignorant Negroes. And go ahead.
Yeah, well, now see, I'm glad you brought that up. This is my pet peeve with me, with Condoleezza Rice. I don't like this woman, and not because she's a black conservative. I don't like her because she said that, you know, not only did her father pack her bags and say that he would not have his child having water hoses and dogs chewed on her. He took her to Denver where she could ice skate and play the piano. Now, I don't know anywhere in Birmingham where good little Negro women, girls, could ice skate.
Yeah, and play tennis, and she was taking tennis lessons at that time as well.
All right, so, and in parting, again, I don't like this woman, not because of her black conservative, being a black conservative. What I don't like is when she stands up and says, we didn't know that terrorists hijack airplanes and use them as missiles. And then also, just recently, she was found going to Spamalot at a theater while people were floating upside down in New Orleans, and then she was also buying shoes at Ferragamo's and playing tennis.
There you go, Big D. You know what they call Detroit sometimes? The Big D. So thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. Let's go out to Santa Cruz, California, a nuclear-free zone. Xavier, you're on the air. Hi, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, hi, Peter.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a lefty and involved with Earth First, Food Not Bombs, groups like that.
Good.
And, I mean, I shouldn't say that on the air, huh?
But, that's all right. I mean, that's who I give my money to, Earth First, Food Not Bombs.
Yeah.
You go to foodnotbombs.net, see all the great work they do. Go ahead.
Well, I'm kind of burnt out, so I'm not doing much of that anyways. But I was just thinking, you know, they accuse lefties of, like, eco-terrorism whenever we do things to sully the image of corporations.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking even people like Oprah Winfrey, when she did that thing on mad cow disease and she got sued and stuff like that.
She got sued by these cattlemen for product disparagement. Hey, do me a favor, Xavier, stay with me. We're going to take a little break, but don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold, as they say in talk radio. Hold that thought. All right, I can tell my ADD is totally clicked in, so you can talk about whatever you want. Call me up on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. Peter Werby with you on Air America Radio.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Liberal. Take back the words on the Mike 92.1.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
How would you feel if the president said we had invaded Iraq for its solar power?
It's very sunny there. See, this is my idea, is preemptive war for alternative energy.
I like that a lot, Al, but I'd rather not have us die for that theory. So,
for example, wind power, we could take over the Netherlands. I think we could take them.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
This sent to us by Margaret from Madison, one of our new listener cub reporters. Sauerkraut may be a weapon against bird flu.
Oh.
I got my mom's Pollock sauerkraut recipe. It's delicious.
I know. I remember the last time you brought it in for us.
Yeah, you said it was burned.
It burned.
Oh, you're such an ungrateful bastard.
I don't know how you can burn sauerkraut.
I can do it. very accomplished chef. Anyway, while President Bush scrambles to ward off an avian flu pandemic, the world's largest sauerkraut producer, tucked amid the glacial lake beds of rural Wisconsin, is sitting atop a bumper crop of one possible preventative. An international buzz is surrounding the unassuming fermented cruciferous vegetable that costs 89 cents for a 14-ounce can. Scientists at Seoul National University in South Korea fed an extract of kimchi, a spicy Korean variant of sauerkraut, 13 chickens infected with the avian flu, and a week later, 11 of the birds started to recover. Oh. It's a miracle. It's a, they're calling it a superfood. Unlike the government, we've got preventative and 115,000 tons of it in Wisconsin alone, said Ryan Downs, owner and general manager of Great Lakes Kraut Company. This is very exciting, and not surprisingly, Kim Jong-il had a comment on it.
Oh, so the whole world worry about bird flu. Scary, scary bird flu. I told you, we got kimchi bomb. Kimchi to cure for bird flu. And we got a boatload. Hey, maybe if you're nice to us, we sell you some to you. For $1 million a can. Ha ha.
Hold on there, short stuff.
James Sansom, Brenner, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm devious that way. We don't need your stinky cabbage. Wisconsin is the world's largest producer of sauerkraut. We've got 115,000 tons of it. Take that, Tiny.
Oh, James Sansom, Brandon, you make me so mad. You can stuff your sauerkraut in your Lederhosen, kraut boy. Go, Tänzer Polka, you schnitzel-eating person of German descent. Keep it out.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We apologize to everyone. That's all for stand-up news. Yeah. I'm here all week.
The people from Wisconsin and the North Koreans.
And James Sinsenbrenner, makers of sauerkraut, makers of kimchi.
Just everybody. Everybody in the world we apologize to.
Jim, exactly how much is a boat road? How much is that a lot? How many ounces is a boat road?
Metric or...
Listen, you're on the mic.
It's great to have Progressive Talk in Madison. Thanks.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic. 92.1.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werby here, broadcasting from Detroit. AC/DC. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. I'm just trying to think, would that work for a Bushco theme song? I guess they're not dirt cheap. They cost us, the American people, hundreds of billions of dollars. The Bush dirty deeds cost us a national health program. They cost us decent schools. They cost us decent everything that we could be providing for instead of dumping it down the rat hole of corporate America, of which Bush is the president of. I do not recognize this man since he stole the 2000 and 2004 election as the president of the United States, the president of the corporations. Sure. You know, maybe I shouldn't have said that I was ADD. My dad may be listening. Dad, if you're listening, hi, DD, hi. Because all of a sudden it occurs to me, might click in. Oh, no wonder he always got kicked out of school. Anyways, I don't, you know, I'm not ADD. DD, am I? Am I? I don't think so. Anyways, our phone number here, 866-303-2270. Actually, I feel so ADD tonight. I have these stories all piled here, and each of them I would give kind of a commentary on. I don't know if I can do it. I'm just going to go to you. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com is the show email here. And let's go back to Xavier in Santa Cruz. And where did we leave off, Xavier? Shows you how ADD I am. What the hell were we talking about?
You remember to get back to me. That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I got phone screeners helping me with that.
Okay. Well, the point I was making is us on the left, we sully a corporate image, and we get called things like eco-terrorists and things like that. But yet Bill O'Reilly can, you know, claim, you know, war on Christmas. And, you know, if you're like a department store, you want to include everyone. You don't want to, like, cut out Jewish people or, you know, Buddhists or pagans. So you try to make it generic, and yet Bill O'Reilly's saying, well, you either do what we say and just celebrate Christmas, or we're going to lop off 10% of your, you know. So it seems like it's a,
kind of...
Yeah, but we want to make this a no-whining zone. So what? Screw them.
Okay.
Screw them. Who cares what they say about
us? It's a double standard. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, of course. They're hypocrites. They're liars. That's why I don't like Condoleezza Rice. She's a liar. She terrorized the United States with a pack of lies about Iraq and justifies unconstitutional wiretapping. All right? That's why I said I'm an atheistic anarcho-communist commandante in the war on Christmas.
Anarcho-syndicalist. Well, okay, we want to talk about positive things.
That's positive.
One of the things that I do out here in Santa Cruz, I used to actually live in Detroit years ago. I moved out here in like the mid-80s. But
really?
About 10 years ago, I started a pirate radio station.
Yeah?
And it's a...
low power. Now they're legal.
Well, yeah, somewhat. We're like 30 watts. We cover the whole city.
Really?
And can I give out the website? They stream, too.
Sure. What the hell?
Okay. It's freakradio.org.
Freakradio.org.
Yeah, oh. They've been on the air for 10 years, and just recently they got raided by the FCC.
Yeah.
And so now they stream on the Internet, but there's a different group of people who basically pick that signal up and broadcast it over the air. So it's, you know, like we've had situations where the police have, like, murdered a homeless guy, and they had one story that was published in the newspaper. We went out and interviewed witnesses who say that was a total lie. And
so wait a minute, this is in Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz, yeah.
I thought, you know, that was the nicest city in the world. It's a nuclear-free zone. It says that on a little sign when you come into the
local
city.
We have a local thing out here that goes, think globally, repress locally.
I got you.
Yeah, so
all right, Xavier, I'm gonna roll on.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us from that lovely city. I used to broadcast into that town until I got kicked off the radio from a station that no longer carries Air America in that area. Now, how about this? I forgot when I was talking about the war against Christmas. Limbo, an afterlife tradition, may be doomed by the Vatican. And now here I thought I had a chance, because get this. It may seem half a shame to get rid of a church tradition, however cruel and antiquated, but limbo, that netherworld of unbaptized babies and worthy pagans, that's what I was counting on, right? But limbo, that netherworld of unbaptized babies and worthy pagans, is very much on the way out. Another lesson that while belief in God may not change, the things people believe about him most certainly do. So they got 30 top theologians around and talking about the problem of what happens to babies who die before baptism. But what about the worthy pagans? What about the werby pagans? That's my name, W-E-R-B-E. There's the worthy, werby pagans. What about us? What is going to happen to us? They don't like the word for it, but what they're really doing, these theological advisors to Pope Benedict, wasn't he in the SS or something? I might be putting the bad... Hitler Youth. Thank you, Jason. Right, Hitler Youth. That's right. He didn't grow up in time to get into the SS. Anyways, it was finally disposing of limbo, a concept that was never official church doctrine, blah, 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 blah. Unlike purgatory, a sort of waiting room to heaven for those with some venial faults, the theory of limbo consigned children outside of heaven on account of original sin alone. But what about the worthy pagans? That's what I want to know. As a concept, limbo has long been out of favor, yada, 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 yada. It's hard to imagine depriving innocents of heaven. Hey, man, you're marked. You're born sinful. Screw them. I don't know. Is this sound effects, Jason, or are we through with this segment? Okay, it's this segment at an end. Back to get your calls on the Mike Malloy Show in just a few minutes. Peter Werby with you, 866-303-2270. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio Network.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike, 92.1.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Progressive Sound Off with Randy Rhodes here on the Mic 92.1.
It is Mike Malloy, and yes, I am substituting today for the goddess of Bear America Radio, Randy Rhodes. The Fox in the Hen House, How Privatization Threatens Democracy, is a new book written by Cy Kahn and Elizabeth Minnick. These two authors argue persuasively that multinational corporations, whose only motivation is the bottom line, have taken over most more and more of our lives. Joining us now is Elizabeth Minnick, Secretary of Defense Wilson, who used to be the head of General Motors, who back in the Eisenhower era said what's good for General Motors is good for the United States. Mm-hmm. And I think that attitude of corporatism has always been here, but there's no accountability to the people there.
Precisely not. When you track it back, one of the things that you find is these multiple manifestations from the extreme that we saw in Italy and certainly also in Germany. I mean, that's not necessarily an accompaniment of corporativism, so you're quite right to make this kind of distinction. But what corporativism does do, of course, is to give all power to these very large corporations that do not have public accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, any notion of democracy is really gone.
Is the motivation for this, did you and Cy discover the motivation is simply a payback or a payoff?
I wouldn't explain what's happening now in terms of sort of bribery, payback, corruption, although certainly, of course, that's there, and if there weren't human greed, these things wouldn't work.
Right.
So, but invoking those doesn't, I think, get us anywhere. The motivation, I actually believe, I will say that we came upon this as we were researching this book, it's ideological. Certainly it's an ideology that serves the haves, so, you know, it's a self-serving ideology.
It's the Pro Show.
On Tuesday's show, we learned that not one Republican in our state legislature is pro-choice. We also learned that Matt Rothschild and the Progressive Magazine remain the stalwarts of independent media in Madison. On Wednesday's Pro Show, we'll talk with State Senator Fred Risser on private votes taking place in committees. We'll be joined live by local protesters from outside the Pentagon, and County Supervisor Don Eggert will join us to look back at the Kevin Kesterson scandal and look ahead to 2006.
The Pro Show with Lee Rayburn and Jim Dick. Mornings at 6 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
This month, it's Jack Abramoff's Moonlight Madness Sale. I'm Crazy Jack Abramoff, and I spent this year buying way too many members of Congress. And now, I have to get rid of them. Quick. And you pick up the savings. What do you need? Representatives, senators, senior committee members? Hell, I've got majority leaders. Come on down. I'm giving them away.
Insane.
I have overstocks, irregulars, even floor of the Senate models, and all must go before 2006. Well, November 2006, but I have to move now. Normally, you'd have to spend decades lobbying and funneling money to afford this type of influence, but I've done it all for you.
Holy cow.
And this week only, buy two congressmen and get an all-expense-paid golf vacation free.
Yeah!
I'm overstocked, overextended, and overexposed. So come on down to Crazy Jack Abramoff's today.
Don't delay!
Madison, you're on the mic.
Let's take this country back one little tidbit of truth at a time.
Madison's progressive voicemail. Call 663-7291.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. Been having a grand time here, mostly goofing off so far, which is okay. I mean, we've got some rad statements in between having fun, but give us a call. 866-303-2270. Here's something never hurts to keep reading and re-reading. It's Amendment Number 4 to the Bill of Rights, Amendments 1 to 10 of the Constitution. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, you know, Bush says, well, I don't have to pay attention to this because I'm trying to protect all of you. And some people have said to me, well, you know, I want Bush to protect us against our enemies, and if it means protecting our family and kind of breaking the law a little, who cares? Well, that used to be the idea when cops routinely would kick the crap out of every poor person and minority person they came in contact with. And probably of all the people they beat the crap out of, they probably got some confessions out of some people who, in fact, had broken laws. But as we've seen, what's come out in the rash of incredible number of cases where we've seen people were not guilty at all, particularly in capital crimes, we know that that doesn't work at all. And the reason that the Founding Fathers put all of this stuff in here and put it in writing, you know, a lot of countries don't have Bill of Rights and what have you, because they knew what had happened throughout the history of the political state. An inherently oppressive and exploitative institution set up to protect the privileges and wealthy of the ruling classes. Okay? Anybody want to dispute that? That sound too radical, too Marxist, or something like that? Let's forget about all that stuff. And think about, look at the history of the political state since it arose. There was no golden age of the political state. It arose as a racket to protect the wealth and privilege of the new wealthy, the people that had broken out of the society of the circle where most everything was egalitarian and decided there was going to be a system of rulers and the ruled. So they needed a series of institutions within that to protect them. I mean, first off, to fool people, because they don't want to have armed men at every juncture trying to stop people and say, hey, I thought we were all equal. What's going on here? How come you're telling everybody what to do? So they got all these sky gods in order to say, that's the way it was. It's the way it always was. The guy at the top of the ziggurat or the pyramid, he's supposed to be there. This is ordained. You know, you are nothing, right? Okay, so things go along for thousands of years. It's always like that. The political state are these awful apparatuses that oppress people and make wars. And so come, I don't know where these guys got this idea. Well, I mean, I sort of do. I mean, I went to college a little before I was too ADD to continue on never getting a degree. But the Founding Fathers said, we have to protect the people against the institution that we're setting up, the political state. Because we have been victims of it. So they put in all these laws saying you have the right to assemble. You have the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. And they didn't sit around and think, oh, what kind of abstract rights? Because they knew that previously, if you said, I don't think the king is doing a good job, you know, you were gone. They kill your butt, right? Or torture you. Put horses on all your limbs and pull you apart or something like that. I mean, the rulers, they don't like being challenged. You know, that question authority? You ever heard, there's another slogan. Only a few of you know that. Never mind. This family radio, I shouldn't say. So they didn't want a religion established because they knew what happened. They knew that when you marry the state with religion, it's really a hideous situation. I always say, one nation under God, you know, Iran. That's maybe the best example currently. And so all the rest of them, you know, can't, well, you know, most of them. Well, the one that's come to the fore recently is the Fourth Amendment about there can't be unreasonable search or seizure. And well, that there shouldn't. Now, this just came out as well. This is from UPI. U.S. President George Bush decided to skip seeking warrants for, well, let's go back here again. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall be not violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. So we are reading here in UPI that George W. Bush decided to skip warrants for international wiretaps because the court was challenging him at an unprecedented rate. Oh, yeah, what the hell? You know, you ask for warrants, and these judges, I mean, judges are conservative by their very nature, no matter what political party they come out of. And there's been 20 years of mostly, or what is it, 25 years of good portions of them being appointed by Reagan, Bush 1, and Bush 2. All right, so you know, you don't have these wild-eyed radicals. They, you know, they're on talk radio. Well, a review of Justice Department reports to Congress by Hearst newspaper shows the 26-year-old Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court modified more wiretap requests from Bush administration from the Bush administration than the four previous presidential administrations combined, which includes his daddy and Reagan. The 11-judge court that authorizes FISA wiretaps modified only two search warrant orders out of the 13,000 applications approved over the first 22 years of the court operations. Why am I laughing? Man, these guys are trashing our Constitution. And, it's not a sacred document. It's a document that protects us from an oppressive, tyrannical political state, and Bush admits to it. I mean, isn't that full grounds for impeachment? But here, according to UPI, that's not UPI, that was me. But since 2001, the judges have modified 179 of the 5,645 requests for surveillance by the Bush administration. A total of 173 of those court-ordered substantive modifications took place in 2003 and 4. And the judges also rejected or deferred at least six requests for warrants during those 2 years. The first outright rejection of a wiretap request in the court's history. So what does this tell you? That these courts aren't interested in our safety? That it's made up of men who are cavalier about the threat of terrorism? No, of course not. What they're concerned about is the cavalier manner in which Bushco is violating the rights of people. Now, and remember, Cheney arguing for Nixon-era powers. Watergate eroded presidential clout, VP comments, and he wants to bring back COINTELPRO. These secret government programs that were aimed against critics of the government. All right, I've got too much more. I want to hear from you. Mike Malloy Show, that's what you're listening to. Peter Werby here with you, broadcasting from Detroit. Our phone number is 866-303-2270. If you'd like to email, call talkyes@yahoo.com. And I'm looking for the big one right up here. It's Toby in Yonkers. Toby, hi, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Toby. Go ahead.
Hi. Nice to meet you this way.
Thank you.
I am not a student of the Constitution, but I know that Bush has done a terrible thing in civil rights.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be a student. It's right out there on the face of it.
Yes, I know what you read. However, I just wanted to share something with you.
Sure, please.
My husband is 87, a war veteran, highly decorated, and World War II, of course. And he's in a nursing home. He had a stroke, and he has Alzheimer's. However, he likes to know what's going on in the world. He's blind, and he can't read either. So I tell him little things, and he always asks me when I come to see him, is Bush dead yet? I swear. And then I said, well, not yet, but we'd have to ask Cheney to do that first.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's so much in his mind. And yet, he doesn't remember anything but this.
Well,
and it's unbelievable.
Well, the end of it. Yeah, go ahead.
If a car hits a dog, and I tell him, "Oh, it was a terrible accident," he says, "Blame it on Bush. Everything is blame it on Bush." And I think he's right.
I think you're right. The end of our years can often be sad, but it also is. really, I think, accentuates the love we have. So thank you, Toby.
I know. I'm also an invalid and blind. I'm at home, and I try to look after my husband. They treat him good.
Well, you're wonderful. You really are. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. All right, let's go on. Here is Emily in Linwood, Washington. Hi, Emily. It's Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy. You're on the air. Hey, Emily. Emily, is that you? Hey, I can hear breathing. Are you okay? Maybe it's not Emily, but go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. This can't be Emily.
This is Doug.
Okay.
This is Doug. My point is about the corporatocracy and about campaign contributions.
Okay. I see what's happened here. And you're in Hackensack, New Jersey.
I am. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
There's been a little switch here.
Okay.
What's up? Go ahead.
Sorry about the breathing.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
I thought you were Emily, and it started. I liked it, but never mind. Go ahead.
At any rate, I would like to propose that we outlaw all campaign contributions.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, let the government pay for all campaign expenses, and no money to any of the candidates, but money to their vendors that supply the venues for the campaigns and for mailing and so forth. After all, we do that now for people that are incumbent. Their franking privileges for mailing and so forth are all picked up by the government.
Well, you know what, Doug? Right now, the elections are just bought and sold, so that's a terrific idea. But we've got to get the Democrats and the Republicans on board, and both of them are wedded to that system, which is nothing but corruption. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby in for Mike. 866-303-2270. We'll be right back on Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. The liberal media is not mainstream. Yet. This is the Mike 92.1.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, this is Al Franken. I've been proud to support the USO for years, and I'm away on my third USO tour right now. And a lot of you have asked what you can do to help. Please support the USO's Operation Phone Home, providing prepaid international calling cards to members of our forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Call 1-800-USO-7469. Thank you.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Sorry. All right, momentarily distracted. Our top story. The headline is, Embattled Bush Has Rocky America's Summit. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'll say.
What are the chances the president would fail at something? That's so unlike him. U.S. President George Bush, who now leaves Argentina for Brazil, won little progress on his free trade agenda and got no relief from his political woes at an America's summit. Bush's first visit drew ten. He's actually successful in the protesters, in the number of protesters he draws, tens of thousands, some of whom clashed with police, verbal broadsides from Hugo Chavez, and even Argentine football hero Diego Maradona called him human rubbish.
football means soccer in the rest of the world, by the way.
Thank you. He left the country before the conclusion of a two-day summit here as South American leaders rejected the White House's vision for a free trade zone. Coming amid lackluster poll numbers for the president back home, some observers called the talks collapse yet another disappointment for Bush.
You think?
I don't think Bush would have gone down there if he knew he'd run into this kind of opposition. Gee, yeah, who could have seen that coming? Yeah. Normally he's so beloved around the world. I don't think Bush would have, the FTAA, the trade agreement, may not be completely dead, but it's close to dead and the body's twitching. President Hugo Chavez deemed the outcome an unequivocal victory for critics who say open markets can lead to further poverty by opening the door to plunder by powerful foreign interests. The great loser today was George W. Bush. He said the man went away wounded, said a triumphant Chavez. You could see defeat on his face.
Well.
Oh, boy. Hugo Chavez again. You know, that means that Pat Roberts and Evil Uncle Chuckles had to chime in on that.
Well, we really got to take out Hugo Chavez now. In the name of Jesus, I call upon all the angels of death to focus their heavenly laser beams of doom on the capital of Venezuela. The holy Black Hawk helicopters of righteous fury shall descend upon the misguided, wicked people of Venezuela who voted for him repeatedly. Clearly this democracy thing isn't working out. Things were so much better when we had nurse-raping, nun-killing, right-wing military dictatorships down there doing the Lord's work in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, amen to you.
He scares me.
Hugo,
me or Robertson?
Robertson. And on the air, this is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. I see we're getting funky on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here from...
Man, you know, I was there.
The monkey that became president, Jason just told me. Jason is in my ear like that. He's at Air America headquarters in New York City, and he tells me stuff. I don't know most of what I'm saying. I have these huge gaps of my information, and Jason fills it all in for me. Thank you, Jason. 866-303-2270. That sounded a little facetious at the end. I didn't mean that, by the way. I meant thank you for all your remarks. Keep doing it. Okay. Anyways, where were we? All right. So we're talking about lots of stuff. This is the ADD hour, although we did get a little focused on Bush violating the Constitution, one of those little things, right? And is this in here? Yeah. Our good pal Molly Ivins says, excuse me, I'm so sorry, but we are having a constitutional crisis indeed. Secret law-breaking has been supplanted by brazen law-breaking. So you had Nixon. You know, he was always, all those, and Reagan doing the Iran-Contra thing. So these are stupendous lawbreakers, these Republicans, these conservatives. I mean, everything they say is the opposite. They're immoral, they lie, all of that stuff. They don't respect the Constitution. They don't believe in law and order. They believe in order. They don't believe in law. The difference, says Jonathan Schell in The Nation, is critical. If abuses of power are kept secret, there is still possibility that when exposed, they will be stopped. But if they are exposed and still permitted to continue, then every remedy has failed and the abuse is permanently ratified. This is truly frightening, people. You know, the sometimes things come about real quickly. But many times when fascism came into countries, they led up to it, and then suddenly the hammer really comes down. In this case, talking about Bushko, what will be ratified is a presidency that has risen above the law. The danger is not abstract nor merely symbolic. Bush's abuses of presidential power are the most extensive in American history. He has launched an aggressive war, a war of choice in today's euphemism, on false grounds. Is presided over a system of torture and sought to legitimize it by specious definitions of the word. He has asserted a wholesale right to lock up American citizens and others indefinitely without any legal showing or the right to see a lawyer or anyone else. He has kidnapped people in foreign countries and sent them to other countries where they were tortured. In rationalizing these and other acts, his officials have laid claim to the unlimited, uncheckable, unreviewable powers he has asserted in the wiretapping case. He has tried to drop a thick shroud of secrecy over these and other actions. Jonathan Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L, in The Nation. Now, this is not fooling around, folks. This is way beyond. I mean, when you get Cheney saying he wants to bring back Nixon-era powers, this is way beyond that. This is like nothing that has ever occurred in American history before. All right, let's go back to our phones. It's Ray in Fort Lauderdale. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead. It's Peter Werby with you.
Hey, Peter. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for calling up.
The point I want to make is I was involved in the actions that were taken against groups in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
That NBC reported on.
Right, and Pentagon spying on you?
Yeah, I was up at the Quaker Meeting House when that meeting took place, and also the Air and Sea Show, but also several other events that happened around here, including the Organization of America States meeting, which we had a major protest on. But the point I want to make is I was working with a woman who was heavily involved in a counter-recruiting program up in Lake Worth. She was also very heavily involved in several other projects down here. And when you get into this privacy issue, and I've heard a lot of the conservatives talking tonight on other shows and defending the president that, yeah, it's okay, we need to protect the nation and so on and so forth. The situation I was in was we had a very close working relationship, but also in the middle of this working relationship, we were very close friends, and she would confide in me in a lot of personal problems she was having.
Wait a minute, who's the she here? Who are we talking about?
What's that?
You said she.
She, yes.
She. I mean, someone who you're not naming.
I could name her.
No, I don't want you to name it. But in other words, okay. Someone you were working with. But you know what? I need a real shorthand version of this. We're running out of time quickly.
Okay. Well, the point I want to make is that, yeah, it does become a problem when the government starts eavesdropping on not only your political activities, but also intermixing in the conversation with political activities is personal stuff.
Sure.
And this is where the conservatives don't get it, you know? Like, this is privacy. I mean, what right does the government have, first, to eavesdrop on political conversations, and then, what's even worse, on private conversations that get intermixed with political conversations?
Absolutely. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate your call. This is from Howard in New York City. He writes in, I'm not excited about federal agents. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. He says, a good portion of the year I call my wife in Brazil 4 nights a week, more often than I call anyone domestically. And to tell you the truth, I'm not excited about federal agents listening to us having phone sex or any of the less exciting things we talk about. I'm with her in Brazil right now, and I'm not happy about the feds listening into the phone calls I have to make tomorrow to my New York City dentist about my falling bridge to the credit card company about an erroneous charge to a friend about who's going to have a baby. It's pretty damn outrageous that people think they have a right to listen into these things just because I happen to be out of the country. Let's go to the real Emily in the real Linwood, Washington. Hey, Emily, we're out of time. Hang with us over the break. We'll be right back to you. All right, first hour of the Mike Malloy Show. We got a lot more, including I want to put a number of you on the air with the Terminator, the Governator himself. He's come to, you know, some bad times. They took his name off that stadium. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby on Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
It's hard to complain about a year that began with George W. Bush bragging about the political capital he felt he had earned from his dubious re-election, and ended with the president drowning in the Nixonian depths of public disapproval. But it didn't just get better. A handful of elected officials, activist groups, and courageous citizens bent the arc of history toward justice. They're the most valuable players of 2005, and the most valuable player in the U.S. Senate. Well, that's an easy one. Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold was the essential senator of 2005. He was the first member of the chamber to call for a timetable to withdraw troops from Iraq. And he ended the year by forging a bipartisan coalition that beat back the Bush administration's demand for the long-term extension of the Patriot Act, scoring one of the most significant wins for civil liberties that Congress has seen in years. For more on the MVPs of 2005, go to thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue. Never wear black without the blue.
Hi, this is Air America's Al Franken.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes.
This is Mike Malloy.
We want to say thanks to everybody who makes this community possible. The advertisers who are committed to getting their message to a thinking, reality-based audience. The staff that keeps the shows on the air every day. And especially thanks to you for listening to and supporting America's only progressive talk network.
Happy holidays from all of us at Air America Radio.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
There is a place where a total stranger will give you their blood. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where a person who doesn't look like you, talk like you, or dress like you will give you shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
I'm Deb from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. The Associated Press is reporting Enron's former chief accounting officer has cut a deal with prosecutors. Ali Velshi reports Richard Causey will now testify against the company's top two.
Cooperate with the government and quite likely testify against Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling.
The trial is scheduled to begin next month, but a delay is likely now that the government has a new star witness. Enron imploded 4 years ago amid disclosures that its accounting system overstated revenues, thousands of workers lost their jobs, and investors lost billions of dollars. Texas officials are trying to get a handle on how many grass fires are burning.
Every time you look at the skyline, you see another column, so every county I know of has got fires going right now.
Tracy Weaver is with the Texas Forest Service. Governor Rick Perry has declared a disaster and dispatched National Guard troops to help battle the flames. 49 people have been indicted in a scheme that built thousands of dollars from Red Cross money going to Hurricane Katrina victims. Corrine Winter reports the FBI will expand its investigation outside of California.
Officials say it all began at a Bakersfield, California National Red Cross call center. 22 contract workers responsible for taking calls from displaced victims and providing them funds, allegedly helped themselves to money by setting up fake accounts, even enlisting the help of family members and friends who would then turn and claim tickets at local Western unions. So far, 49 people have been indicted. The Red Cross, which alerted the FBI after an audit, says it's now working on streamlining the system to prevent further corruption.
The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-354-1800. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-354-1800. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-354-1800. 1-866-354-1800.
Moroccan security forces have broken up a terrorist cell made of 11 radical Islamists. That's according to police sources who spoke with Morocco's state-run news agency. Court watchers looking for an anecdote that illustrates how John Roberts is doing in his new role as Chief Justice point to the Halloween incident. Bill Mears reports the incident occurred as Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was addressing a lawyer.
A light bulb exploded during oral arguments that day. And it scared a lot of people because they didn't know what was going on. The sound reverberated through the courtroom. And they finally figured out it was a light bulb, and Chief Justice Roberts joked against it, saying it's a little trick they play on all the chief justices.
When Ginsburg tried to continue, Roberts added, "We're even in more in the dark now than before." Israeli warplanes launched an attack on a Palestinian training camp near Beirut, Lebanon, early Wednesday after rockets were fired that hit an Israeli town. This is CNN Radio. One of TV's most recognizable pitchmen has died. Greg Black explains.
His real name was Michael Vail, but to most of us, he was Fred the Baker, the Dunkin' Donuts employee who was forever waking up because it was time to make the donuts. Although Vail studied drama with legends like Tony Curtis and Rod Steiger, it was Fred the Baker that made him a cultural icon. Vail played the part for 15 years before finally hanging up his apron in 1997. He died Saturday of complications from diabetes. He was 83 years old. Greg Black, CNN.
Surgeons in Baltimore have given a former Peruvian Army officer a new set of thumbs. The man lost his fingers in an explosives accident last year. Doctors created new thumbs by transplanting a toe to one hand and turning the index finger into a thumb on the other hand. I'm Paul Chambers. This is CNN Radio.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let's go to Chuck. Thanks for calling.
Your party is so vested in the defeat of America. The only way you guys can get power back is for us to lose.
Power? Well, it's about priority, and the priority is the Constitution. The priority is the rule of law.
Straight talk is progressive talk.
The President of the United States says 9/11 changed everything. He just forgot to tell us that it changed the Constitution.
Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
An outspoken fire breather, but most of all, he's a truth seeker. This is Mike Malloy on the Mike 92.1.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike today, Tuesday, and also this coming Thursday. The schedules are all kind of, you know, holiday week and all that. But I'm glad to be here with you. I'm broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan, and our phone number is 866-303-2270. We've been talking about, as you can imagine, the continuing, it's not even a scandal. I mean, Clinton had a scandal. Well, he's getting BJs in the White House. I mean, that's a scandal, right? But this is a subversion of the Constitution, this wiretapping stuff, this violation of the Fourth Amendment. This is a high crime. This is a high crime. And fortunately, the I word is beginning to be mentioned. So we've been talking some about that. I guess I'm the only one that talked about Christmas. So it's over for a year. I mean, maybe I should get over it as well. One of the things about doing the last live show on Air America is that all the subjects of the day have been talked about, but, you know, each of us gets to do it in our own unique way. So I assume that most of you know that the Terminator has been terminated from his hometown, his Austrian birthplace of Graz. The officials took off Arnold's name, Arnold Schwarzenegger's name, from the soccer stadium to comply with the California governor's wishes, although it was in process for that to happen as well. He got all this criticism from his opponents in his hometown who denounced him for refusing to block the December 13th execution of Stanley Tookie Williams. Now, you can't believe what barbarians the Europeans correctly think we are in that we hire people to kill people. You know that, I mean, think about this. People say, well, we want to, you know, I still think there's probably a majority of the American people that would support executions. And they think someone's done a horrible crime, a horrible death, or whatever. At least, I mean, they're not so horrible anymore. We're not breaking their necks or, you know, what are some of the other things we used to do? You know, electric chair. Wow. Firing squad, Jason tells me from New York, that's like that. But, I mean, frying or poison gas in California now, it's just the same old deal. They strap you to a gurney. But there's a missing referent there. It's they. Who is they? They're employees of the state of California. They're making about $42,000 with benefits. And they are people that are, for instance, the left leg tie-down man. Or maybe they have it integrated by gender now. Who knows? And so this is what these people do for a living, which is fairly strange. And then they have doctors. They even swab the place where they're going to put the needle in and all of that. So they got pretty upset in Graz, Arnold's hometown. And they did this early in the morning, last Sunday or early Monday. Graz officials took down the large metal letters spelling out Schwarzenegger's name on the 15,300-seat arena. And the mayor's office said references to the actor-turned-politician were scrubbed from Graz's main website as well and from a sister site devoted to the region's sports scene. So the Terminator has been terminated from Graz. But there seems to be more to it than that. And I think one of the things that we're forgetting about, remember, he's always been a little soft on Nazism. He made this stupid little remark that he admired Hitler, remember, in that documentary about him. But the worst thing was that Kurt Waldheim, remember him? He was an esteemed former Secretary General of the United Nations, and he was running for president of Austria in March of 1986, and then it came to light that he had participated in Nazi atrocities during World War II. But 1 month after these revelations just were splashed across the front pages of newspapers around the world, Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, did the opposite. He married Maria Shriver, and they held their wedding reception at the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. And he had invited Waldheim to the wedding, which was before all these revelations came out. Now, Waldheim didn't attend, but he sent a gift, a statue of Arnold in Lederhosen. Oh, isn't that nice? And admiring it, Schwarzenegger offered a tribute that stunned the assemblage into shocked silence. And he said, I don't think I can do Arnold. My friends don't want me to mention Kurt's name because of all the recent Nazi stuff in the UN controversy. But I love him and Maria does too. So thank you, Kurt. So I think that's the real problem. All right. But we have Arnold on the line, and he didn't hear all of this, I think. Or maybe he didn't. Let's see. Are you with us?
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. I wonder if you heard what I said and what kind of reaction you have to what I just said.
Stop whining.
Well, I don't think it's whining, but here's what I'm going to do. Why don't you know? I know this is late in the day. He's in our Sacramento Air America studios, and if he would, if he would.
Stop it!
Wait a minute. Give me a chance to talk. You're so overbearing. And we'll get some of you on the air with them. So I'll let you talk about what you want to talk about, but you can also talk to the governor as well. So it's the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. 866-303-2270. Going back to our phones, here's Kevin in Buford, Georgia. Kevin, hi, you're on the air. Or is it Buford? Buford it is. Hey, Kevin. Kevin. What are we hearing? Are you there? No. All right, let's go to Emily in Linwood, Washington. Emily, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. You got kind of cheated out. Emily, Arnold wants to say hello, too.
How are you?
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, I'm very upset. We need to impeach Bush.
Yeah?
And we need to
do
it now.
Yeah?
We need to do it now. He's more dangerous than Hitler was, because he's gotten this far and the people are asleep. We must impeach him now, or we will have a Nazi government, a dictatorship, and it will not be very very gracious. We will be slaves, abused in every way, as is obvious now. We must impeach him now. The people are asleep. We've got to write letters, each of us. It doesn't matter if you're blind or if you have to print. Write a letter to your congressman and demand that they get to work at impeaching this man. He's trashed the Constitution, and he's done it so slickly that most people are asleep. We have to impeach him now.
Well, thank you, Emily. I appreciate your comments.
Goodbye.
Yes. All right, let's go to our next caller. It's Brian in Queens. Brian, hi.
Pete, this is changing the subject a little bit, but it's just...
How are you?
It's just what really bugs me... How you doing, Arnold? Really bugs me is the fact that, like, Bush and his cronies, they don't call it global warming, they call it climate change.
Yeah. And it's stop whining!
And it's so obviously fake. I mean, even this far back into the 80s, you'd see a National Geographic special where they take a core out of an ancient iceberg, and you'd see, like, at the very tops... You know, you see the ice pristine below, and then at the top you see the effects of all the carbon emissions from all the you know, fossil fuels and things, which was absolutely proof in itself of what we've done. You know,
my mission is to protect.
And
you.
The thing is, they won't admit this, and it's just in the time I've been alive, you just see that basically we went along with the seasons. I mean, when winter came, you know, we had to keep warm because the winter was here. And it's unprecedented later on in my life that you have winter days that are like in New York, they're like 60 degrees or 50 degrees.
Well, you know what? These people are crazy. These rulers, most rulers always have been psychos. If you think back, the obvious ones, Caligula and people like that throughout history, Dracula, Vlad the Impaler, pardon me. But it's up to us. I mean, the real fault lies with the vast majority of us who cannot find our voice yet. And I'm not trying to heap guilt or blame on people, but what we have to be looking for is a manner in which we can confront power to do what's obvious to almost every single person.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Arnold, I'm going to cut you loose, okay?
You son of a bitch.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right. God. That guy. Let's see. Our next caller is right here. It's Reno in Des Moines, Iowa. Reno, hi. It's Peter Werbe. You're on the air on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi. Yeah, I got a lot of things. Too bad I can't talk about them all. But one big thing is I have an FM transmitter, and I transmit your Air America within a three-block area, and we got a right-wing radical right up the street that does about abortionists and all that, you know. And I'm hoping he can get the channel.
Okay.
Yeah, but the big thing is a couple things. I'm an atheist, and I get tired of people talking about heaven and all that stuff. And I didn't think, so you're an atheist, maybe you could agree with me here. I just got sleep for a little operation, like, and I was brain dead for however how long that happened. And that's what I try to tell people. That is what death is. You don't feel anything. You don't witness anything. You don't feel anything. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I'll probably be able to tell you one of these days. Thanks, Reno.
That's it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Sorry, because we're going to a break. It's the Mike Malloy Show, the Air America Radio Network. I'm Peter Werbe. Give us a call during the break. Some lines open. 866-303-2270. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More than news.
Hear from the people who made the news. The Pro Show. Mornings on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Wake up and stand for something with Lee and Jim.
The Republican Party thinks that by putting this measure on the November ballot, they will bring Christian conservatives to the polls who otherwise wouldn't be coming. It's a very disingenuous maneuver, and their argument is one of fear and one of hatred.
There is a study that says homophobia is deeply rooted in some denied form of homosexual desire.
I mean,
take that, Johnny Guard!
The Pro Show. Mornings at 6 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
It has come to my attention that some of you have begun to question my honesty and my truthity. This hurts me deeply. In fact, it tortures me, which is against the Geneva Convention and makes you liable for prosecution. Please go back to believing me. I'm the most trustworthy guy in the Oval Office. Hey, look, there's a wolf. Well, damn, you just ain't buying it no more. No matter how hard I try, it ain't working when I lie like it used to do. Hey, I swear this is true. All this bull that I'm throwing makes my nose start to growing. Just like Pinocchio, I prized it, but now the truth has circumcised it. Do you believe the lies that I love, that I love, that I love, that I love? When my facts are wrong, won't you play along? I really did think you were dumb enough, but now the blossom's off the dirt. What would Jesus do? Hey, you should believe me too. But my stories are crumbling, 'cause my truth gets me fumbling. Now you found out I'm a hypocrite. It's put me in some deep shiznit. Shiznit. Snoop Dogg taught me that one. He's my buddy, really. Do you believe the lies that I love, that I love, that I love? I done lost my grip on my ship of state. I'm drowning in my own Watergate. Oh, do you believe the spew that I spun, that I spun, that I spun, that I spun? I don't feel your pain, but like Clinton Stain, now I'm a devil with the blue dress on. Oh, I'm going to bring integrity back to the White House. My administration is not going to tolerate wrongdoing. We're lowering the deficit. Trust me. Veterans' benefits will never be reduced. We do not torture. I'm proud to be cleaning up the environment. Trust me. This tax break is for everybody. We'll be greeted as liberators. He's the most qualified. He's doing a heck of a job. Mission accomplished. I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. I am not a crook. I did not have sex.
159 weeks. We'll be celebrating a new administration. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
866-303-2270, the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in, broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. Hey, if you want to see my website, PeterWerby.com, W-E-R-B-E, that's B as in boy, PeterWerby.com. Dougie writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. That's my email site for you, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Dougie writes, what can the ordinary citizen do to have a positive effect on cleaning up political payola? Well, that's, you know, the, what is it, probably the $500 million question. How can we make this system not bought and sold? How can we make it pristine? I mean, it never has been. But you know that slogan of the anti-globalization movement, a new world is possible? Well, that's what we have to have. We have to first start getting a vision, and then we have to start figuring out how can we come together as a movement for renewal, to invigorate that vision and make it real. And you go, well, that's pretty broad, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know any more than that. And I'm not going to tell you, go out and join this, go out and do that. And there's little things happening in many of your neighborhoods and your towns. Some of you that are really isolated have the internet, but nothing is clear. We've mostly just been involved in resistance. And fortunately, on one hand, this is an odd thing to say, fortunately, I don't know. We want to say fortunately. But Bushko is so corrupt, so greedy, so incompetent, so warmongering that a lot of it is falling of its own weight. You know, the lies and the corruption are just bringing it down. But there's got to be something to replace it. I mean, people say, well, what do you replace cancer with? It's not true in the body politic. We need something positive. And there's a few Democrats. It'd be good in, you know, over a year from now to broom these characters out. You know, they don't even get out until January 20th, 2007. before the Congress could be changed. And 2009, January 20th, 2009, that sounds like a long time away, and it is. Enormous damage can be done, and the way that the Constitution is being shredded to tatters, I don't know if we can take it that long. All right. Let's go back to our phones, and let's see. Let's get Michael in New York City. Michael, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Well, thank you.
Okay. You know something? You know, when you think about all this and all this law breaking, any regular person on a job, if they violate even a job policy in such a way, they are fired on the spot or even suspended pending an investigation.
Sure.
And you know that's the case with any law breaking. So what the hell does it make any difference with Bush? You know, I'm sick and tired of people making him above the law, and I read these various letters in my local newspapers that are saying that Bush is doing a great job, Bush is tapping into phones and all that stuff. I'm sick of that, because any other person, they will have been locked up and thrown away a key.
You know, Michael, though, I don't think most people think that. What paper are you reading?
Huh?
What paper are you reading?
I read the Daily News, but
oh,
I...
Oh, no wonder!
But you should see some of these letters to the editor. I know. People.
Well, listen, if Hitler was resurrected and running for president, he could probably get a third of the votes. I mean, I think we're at a point where much of Bushko is being exposed. And, you know, and I don't understand. I have to say, I'm not being critical, but I never can understand why people would read the Daily News, listen to O'Reilly, listen to Rush. I mean, it's toxic. I mean, people say, well, I want to find out what the other side's doing. I never listen to them. I never read it, and I know what they're doing. So, all right. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your call. Here's Merle in Miami, Florida. Hi, is it Merrill or Merle?
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Right. You know what I'm thinking? We get rid of Bush. We get rid of Cheney. Then we're left with Dennis Hastert.
Yeah, as the Speaker of the House. Well, all we got to do is keep on going.
Well...
Now, listen, if that happened, if the first time in American history that actually occurred, that a president, a sitting president and vice president were impeached, and Dennis Hastert took over the government, I think what would really be needed would be a mass movement of tens of millions of people in the street saying, we want new elections immediately for president. I mean,
wow.
It could be done. The Congress could legislate it. Oh, well, I mean, that's just an idea. Thank you, Merle. Let's see, here is Leroy in Austell, Georgia. Hi, Leroy, you're on the air.
Thank you. Glad you took my call. I'll be real quick.
Sure.
I'm a retired colonel, infantry. I'm a black American. And my problem is I'm not going to get into politics or the war, but it seems that there's a conscientious effort on the part of the Department of Defense, the Public Affairs, to lessen the participation of blacks. Over there in Iraq, we have a lot of senior black officers that are command. You never see their pictures. You never see no interview with them. Mr. Cheney was over there. Mr. Rumsfeld was over there. And even the president was there. It was, they isolated us from exposure. When he went to the 82nd Airborne Division, my home, the division that I loved dearly, there were no blacks out there in the audience. And at the time when he went there, a couple of the brigade commanders were black. You know?
Yeah, you're right. I never even thought of that. I mean, that's why I love shows like this, Leroy. You brought some good information to us. I'm going to cut you a little short, as you said, because we got to go to our break. So hang on. If you're on hold, if you'd like to call, 866-303-2270. I think we may get to Eat the Rich when we come back. Peter Werby here with you on the Air America Radio Network.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recovering neocons, our arms are open to you. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
The Pro Show. Progressive views from the people who make the news. Mornings on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Jen Gietrich joins me now from Whisper. Jen, we filled 4 garbage bags with wrapping paper yesterday for our family Christmas, but the 4 garbage bags of wrapping paper made me think about, wow, what a waste.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems we have in our society right now is that we generate a lot of waste. And the whole concept is that for the ideal waste system is that we would be recycling as much of it as we can and not using materials we didn't need. And the last resort would be landfilling that waste. And here in Wisconsin, we've actually done a really good job on recycling. Wisconsin leads the nation in terms of recycling rates. We have eliminated about 40% of the waste that goes into our landfill since 1990. So in Wisconsin, we're doing a really good job. We can do more and we can do better.
In Madison, particular, Jen, now that we have the all-inclusive bins where you just throw all your recycling in one big bin, we've seen recycling shoot up. And that's, you know, it's the ease of recycling that really cuts down on the landfill space, doesn't it?
Yeah, not only is it easy to do for Madison, but Madison's now actually making money off the recycling program, which is really good.
We're making money on recycling?
Yes.
How?
Well, the materials, the plastic, glass, paper, that can be reused. And so Madison is selling it, the materials that they collect, and they get money back, which can go towards programs that we care about here in Madison.
That is the awesomest government program ever. That's right. I use the superlative of awesome in that because it is the most awesomest, double superlative that time, a city program that pays for itself, reduces landfill space, reduces waste altogether. That's outstanding.
The Pro Show with Lee Rayburn and Jim Dick. Mornings at 6 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess whose idea it is to withdraw troops from Iraq now? Donald Rumsfeld.
Am I cognizant of the fact that I only recently was talking about a generational commitment in Iraq? Certainly. Am I slowly losing my mental faculties as my tenuous grip on reality dwindles to a slender thread of incoherent babble and oxymoronic haikus of Baroque gobbledygook? Who can say?
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
And now an important announcement. This is the Iraq War. Cute little thing, isn't it? This adorable occupation has provided billions of dollars for needy defense industries and a serene, law-free environment for endangered contractors. But did you know the Iraq War is at risk? Even the generals don't like it anymore. Can you imagine? Look at its big brown eyes and ask yourself, how could someone close their heart to this war? Well, you can keep the Iraq War alive just by sending us $1.5 billion a week. $1.5 billion. Come on now, that's just the price of a movie ticket, plus your state's entire education budget. Please, we just want to continue to feed this war exactly the same way we've been doing, so it can grow bigger and stronger, and someday it can meet you in person. Send your money today, and we'll send you a personalized picture of the war you're helping to support. And no, wait a minute, actually we won't. The Pentagon doesn't want any pictures.
You're on the mic.
Knowledge is power, and the mic gives us knowledge.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
And now, back to Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Michael. Peter Werbe here, broadcasting from Detroit City. That's right. 866-303-2270. We're going to get into our Eat the Rich segment. anybody know where that came from? I do. I know where that first slogan, Eat the Rich, where it first appeared. Actually, there was an English movie called Eat the Rich. There was a great song. I used to play it. I should get it for this. Called Eat the Rich by Crocus, with a K, a Dutch band. That's right, Aerosmith. Thank you, Jason. Aerosmith has an Eat the Rich. And is it that? Is it? Yeah. And at the end, Steven Tyler belches, right? Jason says, I don't remember. He does. That's right. Well, here, you tell me whether or not we should eat the rich. Gotta remember, let's take our minds back. Even probably a few of you listening, not too many, but a few of you may remember the Great Depression. All of us know it has sort of this iconic status in American history. Those were the bad times, right? And that's when FDR came in and saved the country and all that. Things were pretty bleak. Enormous unemployment. But you gotta remember, during that period, even though a number of wealthy people lost a lot of money, a lot of people still had lots of money. They had millions of dollars, and they were just living like they always did, had big parties, big cars, and stuff like that. People that were, you know, there were thousands of wild boys of the road, as one of the films was called, and tramps and hobos and all of that. People losing their houses, great deprivation on the part of the ordinary citizens. But the wealthy, you know, they maintain. In fact, the wealthy, I was just reading, this is too discursive, but the wealthy, great numbers of them, supported Hitler in Germany. In 1940, there was a dinner at the German embassy after the Anschluss, where Hitler took over Austria and he'd taken over Czechoslovakia. And there was a celebration dinner and attended by representatives of General Motors, Texaco, IBM. Yeah, they didn't dislike Hitler too badly, did they? Ford, remember Ford in Detroit received a Nazi medal, a German medal, in 1938, after Kristallnacht, after the night of which Jewish establishments all over Germany were attacked. But anyway, so the rich were still there. It wasn't like the rich disappeared. We think, oh, all the rich in 1929 on Black Friday jumped out the window. Few of them did. But here, they're back again. Times are tougher and tougher for the ordinary Americans. In fact, I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But here's the way the wealthy are living. This is an article called, Hey Bartender, Can You Break $1,000? George Santiago, a 23-year-old nightclub promoter, wanted to impress Danielle DeCants, whom he had met at a club on their first date, so he took her to a club in Chicago called Reserve. And after ordering a $350 bottle of Dom Perignon, it's a champagne, he let loose with the coup de grace, which was a traditional martini glass filled with Grey Goose Lounge vodka, hypnotique liqueur, orange and pomegranate juices, topped off with more Dom Perignon. The coup de grace, a 1-carat ruby affixed to the stirrer and the bar tab for the drink called a ruby red, an eye-popping $950. And he says it was the best $950 I ever spent. Let me put it that way, he said. But those aren't the only drinks that the wealthy are gobbling. Let's see. The bar manager of Vine Street Lounge in Hollywood, where $1 million Grantinis made with Patron Silver Tequila, Citronage Liqueur, and a 150-year-old Grand Marnier floater costs, oh, it's only $35. That's not bad. Julie Clark, an options trader from Chicago, she celebrated a windfall with a $135 Champs-Élysées cocktail at La Passage. It's made with Remy Martin, Louis XIII Cognac, Grand Marnier, orange juice, and sour mix. It's served in a Bottega del Vino crystal cognac snifter, which they keep, and yeah, it costs $135. So that's what they're drinking. Some of this stuff, where did I see it? I had a 150-year-old Grand Marnier. What? Oh, man. Also now, there's the new Bugatti Veyron 16.4, a 16-cylinder car, the fastest, most powerful, and most expensive production car in the world. At $1.2 million. That's right, $1,200,000 for the car. Also, and I mean, how can they put these things in the New York Times? They'll have on the same page. Maybe they do this. Maybe they're you know, it's supposed to be a liberal paper, right? So maybe they're trying to give us a message. But they'll have stuff about the way the poor are suffering, particularly still on the Gulf Coast. Pardon me. But here, having fun, wish you were here and here. Right now I have two suitcases open in the living room, kind of blocking the entrance, Simona Petrova said as she prepared for her family's year-end vacation. And as I decide what I'm taking, I drop things in the Miami or the London suitcase. Ms. Petrova, her husband, and their 9-year-old daughter flew last week from New York to Miami to London, where they were spending Christmas Eve and Christmas on the first part of their trip. They plan to return to Florida tomorrow to spend a glamorous New Year's Eve at the Setai Hotel in South Beach. Now, I mean, this may sound excessive to you, but she's got a decent explanation for it. It breaks the time, she says. She's whose husband, Ted, is an art dealer in New York and owns galleries in Boston and Palm Beach. You have the feeling that you've experienced more. It will feel like a longer vacation. We wanted to have Christmas in London where it's Christmassy, and for New Year's, Miami is a fun place. One final Eat the Rich note here in Alamo, California. David L. Duffield, the billionaire founder of PeopleSoft, Inc., here in the Bay Area, home to one of every 20 of the nation's billionaires, downsizing has been redefined. It's a reduction of 54,000 square feet. Oh, yeah. He wanted to have, a 72,000 square feet house. But they made them, you know, it shows you, you know, these people don't have respect for private property. That he wanted a French Norman-style mega mansion, and then he's been reduced it to only 17,500 square feet. So, eat the rich, huh?
Or you say, well, wait a minute, you know, they earned it. What the hell?
How are the rest of us doing? Pardon me. One thing, wasn't there a book a while ago called Everything I Know I Learned in Kindergarten? Like, you know, you can't have something till everyone else has. This is from the Economic Policy Institute. I think, yeah, it's just epi.org. Profits are up, wages and incomes of average Americans are down. More and more people are deeper in debt. Job creation has not kept up with population growth. The employment rate has fallen sharply. And that's because it's fallen sharply because people are just out of the job market. Poverty is on the rise. Rising health care costs are eroding families' already declining income. I mean, because, hey, you know, if you're all of a sudden you're being asked by your employer to make a heartier contribution to your health care, so, you know, you're getting a pay cut. All right. So eat the rich. That's what I say. You tell me what you think. Maybe get even more into these bullet points here about what's wrong with the economy. Bush is, of course, celebrating it. So we'll see what makes a little more sense. I mean, Bushko, how do you know when they're lying? Their mouths are open, right? Peter Werby at the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. And let's go, oh, this is right near my hometown. Let's go to David in Livonia. Hey, David, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, that's what I'm here for.
Just wanted to talk about, I heard a report on the news today about the elections in Iraq, about tens of thousands of people demonstrating because of, fraud.
Yeah.
And what's odd is I was actually flipping through the stations, and I happened to hit on Fox, and they had some military analysts, and they were talking about this. And it just boggles my mind how they have this fantasy land version and spin on things. Basically, this guy was saying that, well, this shows you that, you know, whereas last week Bush was talking about how successful the elections are and democracy is working, these guys were saying, well, this shows that democracy is working. You know, under Saddam, they wouldn't have been able to demonstrate in the streets. Well, these guys, I just don't get it.
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, you don't get it how anybody in a reasonable world could talk like that and present that kind of information on a essentially one of the official mediums of information. But if your mission is really to make sure that people can't think straight, and you have actually a television network set up to tell people how to continue their polemic against reality. In other words, yeah, I mean, that's its function. I mean, because you go, wow, wait a minute, everybody's saying this is a fraud. It's turning into an Islamic state. It's going to be allied to Iran, and yet Bush is saying this is successful. I can't figure this out. Oh, let me turn on Fox News. Oh, there's the explanation.
Peter, in terms of, you know this, in terms of women's rights, Iraq, prior to us going in there under Saddam Hussein, was actually one of the most progressive Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah, well, it was pretty easy, but you're right. They had good women's rights guarantees. But one of the things the United States has said, of course, we're not meddling in their affairs. They said that they're going to have to amend the Constitution to get out those things that says that Islamic law, and particularly as it relates to women's rights and marriage rights, will have to be altered. But I don't know. If the religious Shiite parties are in there, why would it be changed?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, David, thanks for calling from my hometown.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. When we here in Detroit, I mean, Livonia is a suburb of Detroit. I don't live in Detroit proper, but we all say, you know, we're Detroiters. Okay, here is Irwin in Flushing, New York. Hi, Irwin. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Happy holidays.
Hey, thank you very much.
All of them. Viktor Cherkasin was a KGB officer, the top, the best of... He recruited Aldrich Ames, the guy who, you know, Aldrich Ames, a big spy, and Robert Hansen, who in my opinion was the greatest spy of the 20th century. This man is like a top-flight heart surgeon. This is the guy you go when you really have problems. And talking about weapons of mass destruction, in his book Spy Handler, Cherkasin tells us that the CIA became a political tool for the White House, as perhaps never before. He honestly believes that George Bush knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction, and that false information was fed into the CIA by a group of Pentagon Office of Special Plans that was set up by a neoconservative, Douglas Feith.
Well, it all makes sense. Douglas Feith is one of the guys to look for. Irwin, out of time on this segment. Thanks for that. I'll check that book out. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. When we say clear skies, we mean no pollution. This is the Mike 92.1.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need capsaicin cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective,
it's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin cream, relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
These guys are constitutionally unwilling to admit they've made a mistake. And that's exactly what they need to start doing. If they are going to have any credibility whatsoever, they are going to have to start saying where they screwed up. That's all I ask.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Spirit Libby's dirty novel, dirty, disgusting, unbelievably vile novel, has become a hot item online since his indictment.
Of course it has.
So if you're looking to goose your book sales...
There are lots of preverts out
talking
there.
Talking to you, Al Franken. You need to get indicted. It's become a hot item now that he's been indicted. An inscribed copy of The Apprentice, a novel, which Libby wrote in 1996, when he was a relative unknown outside Washington, was on sale at Amazon.com Monday for $2,400. Unsigned hardcover copies were going for $700.
Wow.
This is the one with the two 10-year-old girls in the cage with the bear to, you know, couple with.
Ew.
I just think I'm the best.
And the bear would be poked with a stick to arouse it if it lost interest, so they'd be frigid later when they were a little horse. It's that kind of family values novel.
Sure.
Now out of print, the novel tells the story of an innkeeper apprentice and a bizarre coming-of-age story set in Japan. This is one of the reviews on Amazon. Wow! Who would have thought that a clean-living, family-values man, Scooter Libby, was capable of writing such filth, said one reviewer. Another Amazon reviewer noted its lavish dollops of voyeurism, bestiality, pedophilia, and corpse robbery. Ooh, I missed that chapter.
Yeah.
Corpse robbery?
Gary Bauer likes that section.
Hey, he's stealing my idea.
He's stealing my act.
That's my thing.
All right. Yeah, this is going to lead to a spate, I think, of Republican sex novels flying off the shelves.
Coming soon from Regnery Audiobooks, Republican sex novels on tape, featuring Scooter Libby's The Apprentice, a novel, as read by Jack Nicholson. At the age of 10, Madam put the girl in the cage with the bear. They poked the bear with a stick to arouse it when it seemed to lose interest. I don't know, a couple of highballs and a fistful of Viagra usually does it for me. Lynn Cheney's lesbian novel is read by Chastity Bono. Oh. And Newt Gingrich's novel 1945 as read by the author.
She satisfied his manly chest, her fingers twirling his copious chest for... Now I'm making myself sick. Hi-ho!
Republican sex novels on tape. Coming soon.
No! Don't say the coming. Okay, that's all.
159 weeks. We'll be celebrating a new administration. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. A little tribute to Link Wray there. Link Wray, I think, if I remember correctly, passed away a couple of weeks ago. An amazing early innovative guitarist. And he did a song. I can't think of the name of it. Jason, do you remember it? It was actually banned. It was the only instrumental that... Rumble, that's right. Thank you, Jason. Man, you are a genius. Yeah, it was banned. I don't know why, because they said it caused riots. Hey, let's give a salute here to a great website. It's called TV News Lies, like TV News Lies, L-I-E-S. So it's TVNewsLies.org. They selected the 2000 Person of the Year. No, it wasn't me. It wasn't Mike Malloy. But Congressman John Conyers, Jr. of Detroit. Absolutely an incredible man. You can go to John Conyers at C-O-N-Y-E-R-S. He is one of the either the first or second ranking member of Congress. He, for years, had Rosa Parks working in his office when she came to Detroit. And currently, he has introduced a resolution of censure against George Bush and Dick Cheney for the lies they told in the run-up to the war against Iraq. All right, here is Deb in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Deb. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening to me. I lost my job in Bloomington, Indiana, for saying that peace is an option to war.
Deb, I have your email right here in front of me.
Right. So, before the war in Iraq even started, I guess you weren't supposed to disagree with the administration.
Right.
Somehow I really didn't catch on fast enough, I guess. But really what I said wasn't in disagreement with the president. I was teaching a current events lesson using Time for Kids magazine. The issue was about Iraq, and there were articles about weapons of mass destruction, about the inspectors going in. There was an article about our relationship with Iraq over the years, and there was one little tiny article about peace demonstrations that were being held in Washington, D.C. And one of my students asked me if I would march in a peace march. And I said that demonstrations were going on all over the country, not just in Washington, that there were demonstrators here in Bloomington, Indiana, which is where I was at the time. And I said, when I drive past the courthouse, I honk my horn for peace because they have signs that say honk for peace.
Yes. May I say, I can say your last name as well because it's public, right?
Right. Sure.
Deb Mayer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so you essentially had your contract not renewed. You were essentially fired.
I was essentially fired for saying that we should seek out peaceful solutions before going to war,
yeah.
Which I thought was kind of a common sense thing to say, not a political thing to say, but one parent objected to me saying that and really raised it as an issue, and the principal, because she didn't want to stand up to this parent, I guess, didn't support me, intimidated me for the rest of the year, and in the end I lost my job. But now I have brought suit against the school corporation, and the judges will decide whether in the next couple of weeks whether we'll have a trial in March.
But let me say this, too, from reading this article in the Madison paper, that you have a son who is deployed in Afghanistan. So talk about irony of ironies that
right.
someone who's exercising their free speech, supposedly what is being fought for. And you've spent $50,000 so far of your own money?
Right. I first appealed to the ACLU to help me out, and apparently they don't help people unless they're really destitute, and at that time I had money to spend. When I ran out of money, I went back to them and said, okay, can you help me now, because this is costing a lot more than I thought. And they still said no, even though Kurt Vonnegut, who wrote Slaughterhouse-Five, intervened for me on my behalf and appealed to the ACLU to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't do it even when he asked. So I'm not sure why they didn't consider my case worthy of their attention, but I think it's something that everybody should be concerned about, because what's at stake here is not just my freedom of speech in the classroom, but every teacher's freedom of speech in the classroom.
Sure. And Deb Mayer, I want to make sure we're going to run out of time real quickly.
Okay.
You have these links in the email that you sent to me. So there is a story at counterpunch.org?
And right, and there are also stories in the Bloomington Alternative, which is a small newspaper.
Okay.
From
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do is tomorrow I will put a link to this Counterpunch story on my website, which is Peter Werbe. My last name is W-E-R-B-E, peterwerbe.com, so people can understand what happens in a country that begins to be ruled by fear and
right.
not by the constitutional guarantees.
Right.
Well, will you keep us informed, and if I'm going to be here next Thursday, which means it probably won't be settled by then. But please call Mike Malloy back and tell him what's happening, because I'm sure people understand the importance of this. So thank you for, first off, of course, we're sorry that this happened to you, but thank you for
sure.
fighting the fight. That's important. And
well, it's important to me, too, because I can't get a job now. So, you know, it's not only a, you know, kind of a philosophical kind of thing. It's a practical matter for me, because I've been blacklisted now, and
yeah.
and that shouldn't happen to people here in this country.
Thank you, Deb Mayer.
And
best of luck. Thanks for joining us on the Mike Malloy Show. Let's real quickly go to Jennifer in Portland, Maine. Jennifer, hi. We got about 60 seconds for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Peter?
Doing great. Go ahead.
Good. I wanted to comment on, and here in Maine, I have two Republican but very moderate senators, both women, both pro-choice, and I'm a rather liberal person myself, especially on the social front, and I wanted to just kind of open up the door to say, what is it like, and how does it feel, and what do you think about somebody who's really rather a liberal but votes Republican because they're moderate, and you might be up against Democrats that are just leaning so far to the left that maybe it's too far left for you.
Hmm. Well, let's leave that as a question, because our segment is ending right now. Second hour of the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe with you. We got another hour, and wasn't I promising you something else we were going to talk about? Oh, yeah. This is not very fun, but I want to talk about those mass graves and who's responsible for them. Well, Saddam, but who else? The Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. I'm Peter Werby.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we had the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Just because you set a date doesn't mean that you have to hit it, but that is the goal, and it's a message to the Iraqi people. We've got to fish or cut bait on this deal. I think it's workable. I think it's somewhat of an olive branch from the Democrats to the administration to say, look, we'll help you get there, but the American people aren't with you on this.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, my son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying every single night if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This is Stacy, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. A new contract is announced for New York City transit workers. Union President Roger Toussaint says the executive board voted Tuesday night.
Voted overwhelmingly to approve the proposed contract presented to our board and to forward that contract to the 33,000 members of Local 100 for ratification.
City officials say last week's transit strike cost local business $1 billion in lost revenues. The Associated Press is reporting that Enron's former top accountant has struck a plea bargain. Richard Causey will now likely testify against the fallen energy company's two top executives. Ali Velshi reports that could be big trouble for Ken Lay's defense.
He had no clue about what was going on under him. In fact, he had such senior officials and such important people working under him that he couldn't even know what they were up to. Well, that, of course, is what the government wants to disprove. They want to prove that Ken Lay knew everything that was going on and was party to the decisions that defrauded the company and millions of investors and workers.
The trial is scheduled to begin next month, but a delay is likely now that the government has a new star witness. Enron imploded 4 years ago amid disclosure that its accounting system overstated revenues. Strong winds are fanning the flames in Texas and Oklahoma.
I'd say probably about 30 mile an hour, 40 mile an hour wind gusts.
Danny Daniels is manager of a service station in Yukon, Oklahoma. Texas Governor Rick Perry has declared a disaster emergency and dispatched the National Guard to help with the grass fires. Israeli warplanes launched an attack on a Palestinian militant group's training camp near Beirut early Wednesday. The Israeli military says it was a response to rockets fired from Lebanon that hit an Israeli town. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hey, kept asking him, where's Saddam Hussein? And one guy, Mr. Khalid, 34-year-old, married father of four, worked in a grocery store. And they're asking him, where's the weapons of mass destruction? It would be like asking me, where is Dick Cheney's secret bunker? I don't know.
Randy Rhodes.
There's bagels in the kitchen, though. Let's eat.
Weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1. And the Mike921.com.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Your life, your choices.
Choose to save.
Please.
Fixed cost programs are eating more and more of the federal budget. Bob Constantini has more from Washington. We're having some trouble with that report. The hurricanes that ravaged the Gulf Coast last summer will cost insurance companies approximately $57.6 billion. Advisen Limited, a New York-based insurance market analyst, says that makes 2005 the industry's costliest year on record. The group based its estimate on claims filed for Katrina, Rita, and Wilma.
45 cents of every tax dollar goes to three entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That's the word of a Census Bureau study with the prospect that figure will go higher.
Bob Constantini reporting from Washington. This is CNN Radio. 25 films have been picked this year to go into the National Film Registry. Lisa Goddard has more from Washington.
The problem is films, even 1967's Cool Hand Luke, can deteriorate quickly.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Librarian of Congress James Billington says just look at the earliest movies.
80% of all films, silent films, have not survived to this day because they haven't been well preserved.
But Billington points out older films are not the only ones at risk.
All these new modes, DVDs, CDs, CD-ROMs, they are also very, very perishable. We don't really know how long they'll last.
So now Congress is making another 25 films truly immortal. Lisa Goddard, CNN, Washington.
Michael Vail has died. He's the actor best known as Dunkin' Donuts' Fred the Baker. He would reclaim time to make the donuts. Vail was 83. I'm Paul Chambers. This is CNN Radio.
Wake up and stand for something with Lee and Jim.
Walmart will allow their pharmacists to not provide birth control for women, but at the same time won't sell John Stewart's book about America because they say there's a naked picture of the Supreme Court justices in there. Well, I want to see what Clarence Thomas's little doodang looks like. Okay, maybe I don't.
The Pro Show, mornings at 6 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. This is the Mike 92.1.
Clean Wisconsin protects our water and air and promotes clean energy by being an effective voice in the state legislature and by holding elected officials and corporations accountable.
Find out more about your local groups.
Clean Wisconsin exposes corporate polluters, ensures existing environmental laws are enforced, and educates citizens and businesses.
Log on to themike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active.
Join us. Call 608-251-7020. Or visit cleanwisconsin.org.
Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network, 866-303-2270. Peter Werby broadcasting live from Detroit, Michigan. Mike will be back tomorrow, then I will be back Thursday, and then I think it's best of on Friday. Why all of this? I don't know. I'm not. What's the old thing? I'm not to question why, just to do or die. Yeah. Anyway, this is the third hour. We've been talking about everything under the sun. Please join us. And somehow, when I've done this show, the third hour gets less into politics and more into a combination of personal stuff and politics. Remember one night a few weeks ago, we were talking about could you be friends with a Republican? In fact, I think this is, Jason, is this show repeated sometime as well, like later in the night or something? You don't think so? Okay. Well, I got all these emails the next day, people talking about Republicans and their family who they couldn't stand and dating Republicans they wouldn't do. I mean, so people really responded to it. And I was thinking, I said earlier, to talk about addiction, not the kind of addiction that like Rush has. Yeah, what a name for a junkie, Rush. I don't know. Anyway, this is Americans Need High-Tech Gadgets. Excuse me one second. Pardon me. Thank you very much. Personal computers, cell phones, and high-speed internet are considered essential to getting by for millions of Americans who are showing early signs of addiction to the next wave of high-tech toys, according to an AP poll. Now, the latest wave includes MP3 players like iPods, popular with everyone from the kid next door to Bush, high-definition television and digital video recorders like TiVo. Some people freely admit to being high-tech junkies. I mean, I look at, it's just part of my work, I look at a computer screen too many hours of the day, but, you know, notice that I say too many, more than I would like. Jennifer Strother, a mother of two young children, says the internet connection is my lifeline. Now, many of you who are isolated, who live in extremely right-wing communities or small communities, or who are, they still use this phrase, or shut-ins, in other words, people with disabilities, this is your lifeline, both talk radio and the internet. I understand that, websites and all that. But I know there are many of you that, I get some people, I'll get emails from you at 6 a.m., at 3 p.m., and at 7 p.m. And one of the things I sometimes gently write back, if you write in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com, is please know that I also read Yahoo News, I look at the New York Times website, commondreams.org, buzzflash.com, buzzflash.org, yeah, and Washington Post and what have you. So you don't have to send me forwards from that. And then sometimes when people break netiquette, right, etiquette on the net, that they have a list of who they're sending it to. And they're sending it to like 100 people and 50 CCs, you know, copies. Pardon me, how impolite of me. And it's really not necessary. And to some of it, when you like send it to Nightline and to ABC News, I mean, you're sending Washington Post articles to somebody at Nightline. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But I know that what I think an addiction, and you tell me, maybe I'm bum rapping some of you, but I think some of you have been caught up in the technical allure of these machines to bring this enormous amount of knowledge and information, more than we can ever deal with. Like, I'm drowning in information. I want less information. And there's also, I think, the feeling is that this will prove our point about how corrupt or venal or vile Bushko is. But, so, I'm sort of asking you, has this arisen to the level of an addiction? And you know what? I mean, my wife had to finally, as we say in Detroit, pull my coat, you know, tug on it like that and say, you know, Peter, the first thing you do in the morning before you even have orange juice or coffee or anything, you go in and you check your email. And I said, you're right. You know, why am I doing that? It'll still be there in an hour. If you want to comment on this, by the way, 866-303-2270. If you're hanging on and talking about something else, that's okay as well. Now, about half of personal computer owners say they can't imagine life without their computers. I used to do talk shows without it. I would just grab newspapers. But now I really depend on it. It's part of the business. Our culture is about distraction numbing oneself, said David Greenfield, a Connecticut psychologist who specializes in high-tech issues. There's no self-reflection, no sitting still. It's absolutely exhausting. So is this a curse? Or is it a blessing, like the internet? And let's forget, I mean, we're mostly, I think, internet news junkies, right? Those of us, huh? And so is it a blessing, a curse, or is it a combination? I'd say it was a combination. I mean, I used to do all right without computers. I used to do talk shows. I learned about what was happening. I didn't learn about it like a minute and a half later. I used to subscribe to all these radical publications during the 60s and worked on one myself. And you'd have to wait a couple of days till it came in the mail. But you still got the information. Let's see. I think that, at the end, men are more likely than women to have personal computers, internet access, and MP3 players. And Greenfield says, for so many people to consider high-tech gadgetry essential to modern life is no surprise to him. Part of the reason is the hype, the commercial selling of it. Some people feel the products will improve the quality of their lives, but do we really need to be connected in every way, shape, or form? Your opinions. 866-303-2270. Let's go back to our phones. Here is, let me see, I got this covered a little. It's Don in Pontiac, Michigan. Don, hi. Welcome to the Peter Werbe Show. Mike Malloy Show, really. Peter Werbe here for him.
Yeah, I have a hard time. Sometimes I have to decide which one of the two of you I want to listen to, since I can catch you locally.
Okay, go ahead.
But I wanted to make comment about when you were talking about the possible impeachment of our occupants of office.
Sure.
You had made comment that Hassert would be next in line.
Right.
Well, I think that realistically speaking, if the Republicans retain control of the House in the 2006 election, there will be no impeachment. So if there is an impeachment, it probably will be as a result of the Democrats gaining control of the House.
Sure.
Which would then put Nancy Pelosi in as Speaker of the House.
Well, it would become the president if the two were...
It would become the president, assuming that the vacancy, that there wasn't an appointment once a vacancy occurred in the vice presidency.
Sure.
But
that's
if the Democrats gain control of the House, that would also put John Conyers as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which would be handling any impeachment charges. he would be our 2006 Peter Rodino.
Yeah. Jason, our producer at Air America, he couldn't contain himself. He said in my ear, that would totally rock.
Right.
And he's right.
Can you imagine a shift? I think it's 8 seats in the House.
Yeah.
Would put John Conyers as chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
But wait a minute, Don. You got to have Democrats with spines as well as just Democrats.
Well, true, but it would still put John Conyers as chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And I think that if Conyers were chairman and were having hearings, that I think you would see a lot of happening in 2006 as to what happened in 1973. Because I'm convinced it's the Republicans that pushed Nixon out, not the Democrats.
Well, they saw him as a liability. Thanks, Don.
Correct.
Thanks for calling in from my hometown area, Detroit, Michigan. Let's go to Jeff in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Jeff, it's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on
the
air.
Peter, you answered your own question late in the last hour. You had asked before, why are these people believing this crap?
Yeah.
And the answer is fear. And you said it, but you didn't give any examples. And I hope at some point you'd like to investigate and remember and tell people about the various crazed fears that have been sold to the American population, whether it's fear of those people in blockbusting, or whether it's the fear of Castro and Hugo Chavez, which is leading to this insane campaign right now against Chavez.
Sure.
We all grew up with the terrific fear, which confused the hell out of me, because as a 10-year-old kid, the Soviets were my noble and brave allies, and they turned into those rotten communist SOBs almost overnight. And now, of course, after the Clinton people sold the fear of the Serbs, now we have to be terribly afraid of Islam and terrorism.
Yeah, it is a system run on fear. I'll talk a little more about that when we come back. Actually, we're out of time, and I see we got a call from Mexico City, so I want to get to that first off as well. But you're absolutely right, Jeff, about the fear factor in American politics. Mike Malloy Show, Peter Werbe sitting in for Mike, 866-303-2270. No one's going to cop to internet addiction. Hi, my name is Jim. I'm an internet addict. All right, we'll be right back on the Mike Malloy Show, Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Common sense from the left side of the dial. Madison's progressive talk. The Mike 92.1.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
We're coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin, courtesy of the Mike 92.1.
Thanks for making the Al Franken Show's visit to Madison a huge success.
Here's really how it works.
Al brought the funny, you brought the laughs.
I'm the comedian.
Thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Computer Help and the Capital Times.
On behalf of the city of Madison, I want to declare it Al Franken Day in Madison.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk.
Thank you.
The Mike 92.1.
By the way, happy Al Franken Day.
Puffy McMoonface, the president's spokesliar, has been saying that he will not comment because it's an ongoing criminal investigation, except that, of course, when he does comment. Because, remember, right. He used to comment on it while it was an ongoing
Maybe he was standing away from the podium when he said that.
Maybe. Maybe there needs to be a certain clearance of the podium before you can actually comment.
That podium has magical powers.
Listen to this. This is the transcript. Question, is it true the president slapped Karl Rove upside the head a couple of years ago over the CIA leak? McClellan, are you referring to what, a New York Daily News report? Two things. One, we're not commenting on an ongoing investigation. And two, I would challenge the overall accuracy of that news account.
Oh.
That's weird, because that seems commenting. Like commenting right after you said you weren't going to comment. Yeah, we have Puffy from yesterday.
And I've seen a lot of conflicting news reports, and we're just not going to comment any further.
Look, he dipped his toe in, and then he pulled it right back out. He's like, oh, that's too cold. Here we are. This is a... anyway, so the reporter says, so what facts are you challenging, McClellan? Again, I'm not going to comment on an ongoing investigation. Question, you can't say you're challenging the facts and then not say which ones you're challenging. Listen to this. Yes, I can. I just did.
Yeah, I can.
I know you are, but what am I?
He is such a bad spokesperson.
Yes, I can. Well, if you want us to say it's accurate, and it's inaccurate, you need to give us a reason why, or it wouldn't be responsible to report it. McClellan, well, there's an ongoing investigation.
Hey, God.
And as you know, our policy is not to comment on it. Except that you just did a minute ago. Question, well, based on your personal knowledge, based on your opinion, based on your frustration with the story, what caused you to challenge the accuracy of the story? McClellan, I read the story, and I didn't view it as an accurate story. So that's comment again. Then
yes.
He went, yeah. Question, why not? Again, I'm not going to go any further into that. That's an ongoing investigation. Man, he is melting down. He's losing it. After you read the story, Scott, did you check with either the two people mentioned, the president or Rove, to ask them? McClellan, I don't have any further comment.
Bother sending him out.
So now, of course, the Democrats, stories today, Democrats asked the White House for details of President George W. Bush's private conversations in 2003 with Karl Rove after conflicting reports about whether Bush was aware of any role by Rove. I mean, they just keep making this worse day by day.
I don't know if anybody leaked any information in my head. I want to get to the bottom of it, but I just don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I love your radio station. Love Randy Rhodes, Al Franken, and Schultz.
Tell us what you think.
Good luck on the pro show.
Call Madison's Progressive Voicemail, 663-7291.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. I'm just looking over this stuff about high-tech addiction. And you're never supposed to beg for calls on talk radio, but come on, give me a play on this. I mean, the fact that you're not calling in about this makes me suspect that there's a lot of addiction out here. Here's someone else just sent me this called Hooked on the Web, Help is on the Way. Specialists estimate that up to 10% of approximately 189 million Internet users in this country have a dependency that can be as destructive as alcoholism and drug addiction. Yet in some of the field remain skeptical that heavy use of the Internet qualifies as a legitimate addiction, and one academic expert called it a fad illness. Skeptics argue that even obsessive Internet use does not exact the same toll on health or family life as conventionally recognized addictions. But mental health professionals who support the diagnosis say a majority of obsessive users are online to further addictions to gambling or pornography, or have become much more dependent on those vices because of their prevalence on the Internet. Well, yeah, but that's not us. We're news junkies. All right, come on. Come on, step up. Come on into the meeting. All you're anonymous. All you got to do is say, hey, I'm Al. I'm an Internet addict. If not, let's go down to Mexico City and talk to Manuel. Manuel, ¿cómo estás?
Hi, Pedro. Greetings from Mexico City. I guess I have to fess up. I'm an Internet junkie.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get you guys if it weren't for the Internet. I'm actually calling you over the Internet as well. Hey, listen, I had another question. I didn't want to break the train of thought, but just something that mystifies me. I mean, the U.S. being the cradle of modern democracy, it blows my mind that voter turnouts are so low in the United States.
Yeah.
You look at Iraq, I mean, they had 70%, and they've got to be suspect of the process over there. You know what I mean?
Sure, Manuel. In Detroit proper, sometimes during the primary elections, off-year elections, there'll be under 20% of the voters turn out.
See, that completely blows me away. Even the what the U.S. used to call the banana republics in the 60s, I mean, all of us down here south of the border, we have turnouts twice as much what you guys have, and it just I don't understand what the apathy or the complacency is.
Well, maybe it's based on something. People really don't believe the democratic model that we put forth officially. That is to say that this country has a control sector that is impervious to the electoral process, that the weak decisions about war and peace, about the economy, stuff like that, is made way beyond the voting booth, and they rattle our cages about abortion and homosexuality and stuff like that. That gets some people out to the voting booth. But most people, I've heard people say to me, I voted for Democrats, I voted for Republicans, and everything remains the same damn way, which is a lot like a lot of the South American countries were. Right?
Yeah, I mean, some of us continue to be, actually. With Fox going out next year, we're looking at our choices here down in Mexico. We're not happy about them. We're going to have to hold our noses ourselves this voting season.
Mm-hmm.
But
I should give full disclosure. I've been in touch with Manuel via email, the Internet, and he's been advising me on my coming trip to Caracas, Venezuela. So, you were talking about, I don't know if you used the word flawless English, but I would say you qualify as that.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, no, anything you need translated for that conference, or even better, anything that you can bring back for us, even for Air America, that I can help translate, just throw it my way.
Okay, well, I've got an email sitting on my inbox that I haven't answered yet, and I'll get it off to you tomorrow.
Okay, hey, listen, Peter, thanks a lot, and say hi to Mike when you talk to him.
I will. Abrazos. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, do I know a little Spanish? That's about it. That means, like, you know, embrace, hugs. Oh, let's see. Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing? You're on the air.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing fine. I heard your topic about Internet junkies, and I think I'm a step above the Internet junkies. I'm actually a network junkie. I have one at home. I work on them all day. And I empathize with a lot of people out there, you know.
Well, how do you feel about it? I mean, is it a negative or a positive in your life? Or a mix?
I would say it's a mix because, you know, basically you're sitting down all day, you're waiting for something to go wrong, and then you have to troubleshoot at a moment's notice. And it's a tough road to hoe. I mean, and plus, if you're not doing that, you're getting calls from the actual Internet junkies who are actually having problems.
You serve a practical function. I'm thinking, what happens with me? I'll be doing something, and then I'll say, I better go check my email. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's not good. In fact, you know what I did for the first time in a long time? I mean, my computer usually stays on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Although I turn it off, you know, to kind of refresh it every once in a while. But I shut it off, I think, one of the days last week, and I sort of felt a release. I had to do something else.
Yeah, I mean, to tell you the truth, my time on all my computers at home actually go into the months. Actually, it's not months, years. I'll tell you what I'll do the first thing when I wake up. I'll wake up, I'm on the computer, I'm checking email, I'm doing all the other stuff like anybody else. I'm downloading stuff from iTunes. I'm basically I'm chained to my PC.
Okay, well, being chained, that's called addiction, ain't good. I used to have at the end of my website now, shut off your computer and go play in the sun, but I thought maybe I better take my own advice. Thank you, Mark. We'll be right back. Got another international call coming up. Mike Malloy Show is what you're listening to. I'm Peter Werby. 866-303-2270. Right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Radio for the disillusioned and disenfranchised.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we had the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Majority Party should pay attention to the Majority Report with Sam and Janine on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Tom Hartman filling in for Janine and Sam. And I wanted to share with you the guy who made it all possible, who brought about the second great middle class in the United States. The first one being rural and agricultural. The second one brought about as a result of Franklin Roosevelt. This is Franklin Roosevelt. In my opinion, the greatest president of the United States, just laying out the issues. He starts out talking about problem for those who sought to remain free, like you and me. And it's a problem that we're facing now as much as people were facing it in Roosevelt's time. This is from his speech, by the way, in July of 1936, accepting his nomination for his second term as president. Originally, we sought freedom from the oppression of a king, but now we have these new royalists, these economic royalists, the robber barons. What are we going to do about that?
Private enterprise, indeed, became too private. It became privileged enterprise, not free enterprise.
And, you know, I'm not opposed to capitalism, I'm not opposed to free enterprise, but when it runs amok, it destroys itself. This is Franklin Roosevelt, the man who saved capitalism from the Republican Great Depression of the early 1930s. And why did he get reelected? Because the people liked what he was doing. And the Republicans said, oh, no, that's socialism. Social Security, we can't have that. George Bush ran for Congress in the 1970s in Texas. He lost, by the way. Ran for Congress on a platform of privatizing Social Security. Let's put it in the hands of the big corporations. After all, if government does it, it's socialism. You have to understand what the Reich is really all about.
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
It's all about rolling back the New Deal. From immigration policy to trade policy, it's all about bringing back cheap labor.
It's the Pro Show. On Tuesday's show, we learned that not one Republican in our state legislature is pro-choice. We also learned that Matt Rothschild and the Progressive Magazine remain the stalwarts of independent media in Madison. On Wednesday's Pro Show, we'll talk with State Senator Fred Risser on private votes taking place in committees. We'll be joined live by local protesters from outside the Pentagon, and County Supervisor Don Eggert will join us to look back at the Kevin Kesterson scandal and look ahead to 2006.
The Pro Show with Lee Rayburn and Jim Dick. Mornings at 6 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Do you sound drunk?
There are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know, we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
Are you often disoriented?
You seem to be crazy, Mr. Murtha, suddenly.
I haven't seen any of these reports. I've been on an airplane flying back from Australia. I just don't know what...
What do you think he deserves?
An apology. Who? Murtha. I don't know why.
Are you unable to function without a script or talking point?
Well, what about when the White House press secretary says he's aligning himself with Michael Moore, the producer?
Oh, come on. I'm not going to get into all of that stuff. Whatever the president said, you quoted him, I agree with the president.
You may need to dry out. Call Republican Rehab. We'll get you into a 24-hour detox facility. Once you've purged all the right-wing lies and talking points, you'll once again be able to string together coherent ideas.
Who knows?
Eventually.
Madison, you're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Molloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werby here at 866-303-2270. Thanks for all the email from people that corrected me. It is buzzflash.com. Buzzflash.com, I know that. I go to that site every single day. And in fact, I don't go to a lot of sites. I mean, some of you who run sites and who go to sites, I shouldn't even say the limited ones I go to, but I think many of you give incredible service to the progressive movement and to the movement of resistance and renewal, but I don't turn into a complete internet junkie, and that's what we're talking about a little. Hey, let's go to Brad. Brad's calling from Mainz, Germany. Hi, Brad, you're on the air.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for taking the call. It's Mainz, Germany.
Mainz, okay. I knew I was guessing. Yeah. There's an air base there, isn't there?
We're across the river from the Americans. My son, I moved him over here a while back just to get him out of the police state, and he works for the Americans. It's the only way he can stay here. But they're safely across the river from us. They're all military, and they all have their blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to comment to you on your internet thing.
Okay.
For a long time, I've been over here now 7 years. I'm an expatriate. I was a whistleblower in government and just got fed up and had a German girlfriend and had lived here before and spoke a little of the language, so I moved back a couple years ago. For a long time, I was really out of touch. And middle of last year, I got high speed from Deutsche Telekom, and I was happened to be downtown, and a guy mentioned the Air America thing, and I'd never even heard of you guys. And my goodness, for the last 6 months, I've been listening to Air America almost round the clock. I don't even turn on CNN anymore.
Well, that's worthless. I mean, I don't even have cable, and I never watch. I don't think I've watched more than 8 minutes in a row of CNN, of Fox. Sometimes when I'm at work, CNN is on. But
over here,
yeah, I never watch
over
it.
Over here, all we have, the only English language channel that I had on my cable is CNN International.
Sure.
International is a little bit different.
That's what I hear.
Different, but there's no news, and you really realize it when, the connections, just the connections that I get from Air America, like to Media Matters and the Huffington blog, and just so many of these wonderful sources of news. And just to give you another example,
Wait, before you wait, Brad. Let me just okay. bust in here a second. I mean, one of the things of addiction is, of course, remember it's the old thing they used to say, the first one's free, and that's it. I mean, there are so many alluring sites on the internet that you virtually could watch 24 hours a day, or be logged on, and that's what's kind of scary to me.
Mike Malloy wakes me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. My body is like, I haven't slept all winter long.
I was going to say, you listen to Mike Malloy at 4 in the morning?
Yes.
That's tough.
I mean,
that's tough.
Well, now I go to bed early.
And, yeah.
But the Air America runs pretty much all day around the house now, and my son's always complaining about, well, couldn't we just listen to a little bit of music? And,
No.
I was so hungry to find other people out there who hate these Nazi pigs as much as I do.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that Air America is good for, of the many things it is. I mean, it's a good source of information, but it also is good for affirmation, and we need that. We need, because the media tells us we're these isolated, powerless, atomized individuals that are going against the stream of history, that the powerful are such that why should we even bother? But Air America serves a purpose of saying there's many of us.
I have to tell you, thanks a lot. I mean, thank goodness for you guys. I'll give you one more quick example, a couple of just internet and just how wonderful it is. My son and I were sitting here listening to an old Dylan song, and within 30 seconds, we were able to get the words of My Back Pages and just a wonderful tool. And
thank you, Brad.
I just want to say thanks a lot for everything you guys do. I listen to you on White Rose when I can't get Mike.
Okay, thank you so much.
And
thanks for
Kincaid in West Virginia. I mean, golly, there's a lot of great ones out there.
There is Jacob in Oulu, Finland. He does incredible work as well. All right, thank you so much, Brad, for calling in from Mainz, Germany, making our show international. Glenn, listening in Montgomery, Alabama, writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. He said, Peter, I actually got involved with some hypnosis for another issue, and it's helped me with my Internet Jones. I used to find myself drawn to checking my email first thing in the morning and noticed that when I did, I would find it impossible to get my exercise or other work done. When I get the exercise first and check the email, let me see. When I did the exercise first and checked the email first, I actually reached some of goals. I think he means second. I actually reached some of the goals in terms of physical fitness, but I feel off the wagon. I fell off the wagon a few times and went back to my old ways at some point. I think the hypnosis may have actually helped me. Okay, that's the way I feel sometimes as well. Sometimes my wife goes upstairs and I almost kind of pad real softly. Well, maybe she could be listening. Into the room that has the computer, and I think, what am I doing? Right, because I don't want her to say, you're always on the computer. All right, here's Joyce in Everett, Washington. Joyce, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I am Joyce.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Everett,
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
My message tonight is that we who are conservatives that must impeach Bush. This isn't a matter of Republican or Democrat. It has nothing to do with that. It's a matter of survival of the world. We must prevent this man from completely demolishing the world and beyond livability.
What do you think his worst offenses are?
The torture. And of course the latest thing is this completely ignoring the Constitution regarding police activities.
Mm-hmm. Warrantless wiretapping. Yeah, it's kind of against the Constitution.
Wiretapping.
Yeah, yeah.
Just doing it against the Constitution without any warrants. That is terrible. And we have no media left. That it's all controlled by big business.
Well, Joyce, except for one. Come on. Which one is it? Air America. Thank you, Joyce.
Air America. And the other thing that is perhaps the worst was putting people to sleep is this religion. And his religion is backward like everything else he says. No religion hurts the poor or tortures people or terrorizes people.
Absolutely. Well, you got it. You got it all. Thank you, Joyce. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate your call. Boy, she didn't sound like a conservative, did she? 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy. It's Mike Malloy Show. And I got to look up at the screen here. Oh, hey, we'll go to Craig in Madison Heights. Craig, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Sure.
I'm going to have one question for off the air afterwards, but I just want to know like where you have a show in the Detroit area, but I don't want to make you plug yourself on the air.
Well, I'll be glad to. I mean, actually, that's not good for anything that's going on, but everything I can do about broadcasting, you can just go to my website. My last name is spelled W-E-R-B-E, peterwerbe.com, and you can find out everything I do.
Okay, great.
Okay, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, back to the internet addiction thing. There are certainly pros and cons that I've experienced with my little stint with internet addiction. The pros, I coach a high school debate team in the Detroit area, and being an internet addict, I find myself to always be the one like with the new and the latest and the more innovative arguments, which, you know, being someone who like digs around on the internet constantly, it's advantageous for me, but
sure.
Know,
like, for instance, let me give you an example. I never got to this story, but it says former Secretary of State Colin Powell supported government eavesdropping. So, you know, you could look at it either way. But what I did, I dug out this story of his role in the My Lai massacre. I mean, he wasn't there, and he wasn't even in Vietnam when it went on, but he was part of the cover-up. So this, I don't know why there's still this sort of residual respect for Colin Powell, but without the internet, I would have had to go to the library, essentially. Oh, my God, I would have had to leave home and go into a library.
Yeah.
But it was a lot easier to get it like this.
I'm sorry, you might have had to go to like a real library, like at like a university or something, too, because your local library might not have something like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Let's see, we got Chuck in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I do want to hear this. I think, Chuck, you were on the air the other night when I was...
Yeah. Well, you know, I was an NPR junkie for 30 years until Air America started, and I quit it cold turkey after 4 days.
Well, NPR, I call it Nationalistic Pentagon Radio.
Right, yeah. Right. Don't get me started. That's not what I call to talk about.
You know what we got to do? We got to say hold that thought.
Hang on?
Yeah, please hang on.
Sure.
Chuck is part of the Quaker group, and he's going to give us an update on at least the one Quaker that's being held captive in Iraq. We'll be right back with that on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werbe on the Air America Radio Network.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You don't have to listen to the right anymore. Stephanie Miller will get you caught up tomorrow morning at 8 on the Mike 92.1.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Hi, this is Al Franken. I've been proud to support the USO for years, and I'm away on my third USO tour right now. And a lot of you have asked what you can do to help. please support the USO's Operation Phone Home, providing prepaid international calling cards to members of our forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Call 1-800-USO-7469. Thank you.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
There's only one thing more destructive than a typical male right-wing pundit. A typical female right-wing pundit. So Ring of Fire salutes the dedicated women who succeeded in the male-dominated field of mean-spirited commentary on today's Triumph of the Shrill. This week, Ann Coulter. The woman so powerful that she single-handedly destroyed Paula Jones. Coulter grew up in Connecticut, where she became popular with her school chums through her infectious sense of humor.
Mommy says you're going to hell. Now give me your lunch money. Stop crying. Can't you take a joke?
It only got better from there. She became a lawyer, then a commentator. Suddenly, liberals hated her. How could that be, when all she ever wanted to do was bring America together?
Liberals hate America. They hate flag wavers. They hate abortion opponents. They hate all religions except Islam post 9/11. Even Islamic terrorists don't hate America like liberals do. Hey, I'm funny. Just like Dave Barry, right?
Then she joined Paula Jones' case against President Bill Clinton. One lawyer said Jones didn't have a case and should take a settlement. But Coulter made sure she didn't.
We were terrified that Jones would settle. It was contrary to our purpose of bringing down the president.
$700,000 in legal bills later, a judge told Jones...
You don't have a case. You should take a settlement.
Jones went broke. Coulter made a small fortune writing a book about it and called Jones... What were Coulter's exact words again?
Trailer park trash.
That's it. Now, after making a career out of trying to bring down a president, she accuses liberals of trying to bring down another president.
It would be a much better country if women did not vote. I'm all for public flogging. Republicans don't have any money. You're all traitors. Why isn't anybody looking at me? I'm funny. Look over here.
Yes, Ann Coulter has helped invent a new kind of national dialogue. The kind of dialogue in which we're not actually talking to each other. For that, Ann Coulter is today's triumph of the shrill.
Stupid, stupid, infinity times stupid. Shut up!
Madison, you're on the mic.
This is Jay of Jay and Shirley, and we listen to 92.1 and Randy Rhodes, and we love your show.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Well, thank you, Mike, and Mike will be back tomorrow. 866-303-2270, the last segment of the Mike Malloy Show, and we're talking with Chuck in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And Chuck is giving us an update on the captives being held in North Carolina, and flesh it out a little more than that, who they are. And
they're not being held in North Carolina, we don't think. It's in Iraq, actually.
Did I say in North Carolina?
Yeah, you did. I'm being held captive in North Carolina. They're not.
It's the last 10 minutes of the show.
I understand. Yeah. Well, I call because we were talking about being an internet junkie, and one of the four captives, the American, who's also a Quaker, Tom Fox, is a personal friend of mine as well as a fellow Quaker, and another friend of Tom's and I, talking about this a few days after he was kidnapped, being very distressed about the whole thing and worried about what was going to happen to them, we thought, what can we do? And we talked to some experts in the field, and they said, look, if there's... But we can get a public outcry on their behalf, talking about how they were peaceful, they were not spies, they're not even missionaries.
Actually, they're called the Christian Peace Team, right?
Right. And if we can get that message out, and especially if Muslims will join in, we can decrease their value to the kidnappers. And from a long way away, you know, across the ocean and stuff, that's probably the best thing we can do. And so talking to my friend about this, what can we do on the, I believe it's the 7th of, no, about the 1st of December, we said, well, we could put up a website and we could send out emails.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that. And the website, this is the addictive character or the seductive character of the internet. Within an hour after deciding, you know, coming up on this idea, we had a website up. It's called freethecaptivesnow.org. You can go check it out. And we had, you know, we were sending out emails to everybody, and we, it's a fairly simple website, and we became part of the effort to mobilize people from around the world, which actually became quite extensive, to say to the kidnappers, and especially by Muslim groups, these folks are not your enemies, so you shouldn't kill them, and you should let them go. Well, they haven't let them go yet,
yeah.
And the mobilization has been really extensive, and so now...
And they haven't killed them, though, like they threatened.
Well, not that we know of. But it was more than 2 weeks ago when the last deadline passed, and so now... Really, we're keeping a vigil, and I just finished during the commercial here updating the site for today, and the update's very simple. There's no news today.
It's freethecaptives.org?
Nope, freethecaptivesnow.org.
Okay.
Freethecaptivesnow.org.
I'm getting everything wrong.
And we're updating it every day, so it's an ongoing vigil. How long is this going to go on? It could be months. And
oh, man. Think about some of those people. Yeah, think about the people that were held captive for how long? In the 80s?
Yeah. This is sort of a personal commitment. It's a religious commitment. It's a peace commitment just for us. But it's also something that reinforces my addiction to the net, I guess, because here's this technology that makes it possible to do this and to update it. Quite literally, we do it every day.
Yeah. Chuck, we will keep tabs on freethecaptivesnow.org. It's also, there's a link at commondreams.org. I know they've been giving you lots of hits as well. Keep us updated on this, particularly if anything new happens. I know
sure.
Mike would like to hear if you've been, I don't know whether you've been calling him or not, and I'll be back on Thursday. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that update. And this is an effort that we could all get behind. It's extraordinarily important. Five members of a Christian peace team that are opposed to the war have been kidnapped by people threatening to kill them in Iraq. And everything we can do to save their lives is certainly warranted. Here's Rick in Colorado Springs. Rick, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
I'm originally from Dearborn, right in your neighborhood there.
Yeah, hi.
I just want to say I've worked on the Internet quite a bit, and I think it's not so much an addiction, but it's more of a realization. It's so interactive. It's kind of like television was more of an addiction because you just sat there and watched and whatever. And then cell phones came more and more involved, and you see... You know, so many people talking on them all over the place, just in touch.
Yeah, but remember when they had CBs, and part of it is the content. And there is content on the Internet, on the World Wide Web. Cell phones are, it's just blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't have a cell phone. I don't want to be in touch with that many people.
I didn't want one either.
Yeah. You said, wait a minute, you had that in the past tense?
I do use one, but... I never touch my minutes. I mean, you know, I use maybe 20 to 50 minutes a month.
Yeah, wow. Well,
but
good for you.
As far as the Internet goes, I mean, it's communication. It's a source of information. It's, research. It's discovery. It's.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think our lives are really better since that? I mean, I don't think my life has improved. In fact, I spend more time looking at a screen than I ever did. I mean, it's useful in my work. I'm in contact. I mean, it has upsides. I get in contact with people that I haven't heard from in years. They find my name on the Internet. They see my website.
Can be addicting, and I've warned many people about that.
Yeah.
Because it just engages you. But it engages you more than cell phones, more than television, because it is so interactive.
I think so. All right, Rick, thank you very much. Let's go to Patricia in Eugene, Oregon. She says the Internet is wonderful, right?
Well, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I was born and raised in Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and I thought very, very differently than people in Kansas, and I always felt very alone. And now I live in Eugene, and there are more people who think like I do here, but it still took me getting on the Internet to find people who I really, really felt connected to. And I have made some of my very best friends on the Internet.
Really?
And I've met a lot of them. And the quality of interaction on the Internet
mm-hmm.
Seems to be very consistent when you're in person as well.
Well, you know what's really missing, though, is public life. I mean, that's what is eroded by it. I mean, it doesn't necessitate us getting out and getting together in person.
Well, I wish that I could get together with, you know, actually I was just thinking about it today. I thought, you know, every night we kind of chat together, me and a half dozen other people, just as if we're sitting in our living rooms.
Yeah? Are they all in Eugene or?
Oh, no way. Like, there's somebody in Washington, D.C.
Oh, they're all over. Well, that's fun,
somebody
too.
Somebody in the U.K., you know, there's somebody in Australia.
Hey, Patricia, the music's coming up. It means I got to go home. So thank you for being our last caller. Hey, it's been fun, and Mike will be back tomorrow. Mike, Kathy, little Molly will be in their laps, and I'll be back on Thursday. So it's been a pleasure sitting in for Mike. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to Air America Radio Network.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Hi, this is Air America's Al Franken.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes.
This is Mike Malloy.
We want to say thanks to everybody who makes this community possible. The advertisers who are committed to getting their message to a thinking, reality-based audience. The staff that keeps the shows on the air every day. And especially thanks to you for listening to and supporting America's only progressive talk network.
Happy holidays from all of us at Air America Radio.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
This is Mike Love of the Beach Boys. America, we need to plant more trees.
You can make the air taste fresher. Breathe as deeply as you please. Make the world a better place. Protecting our good earth with trees. Help the Arbor Day Foundation plant more trees.